Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Hope everybody out there having a good one today, man. Being hydrated and all this doggone heat we've been having, man. Welcome everybody back. Another week, another episode. But, see here, man. Anybody got any upcoming events or announcements y'all want to make? Now's the time. Man, we had a bunch of good action. I don't know if Lorenzo on here yet. You want to give us a recap of what they had going down this weekend at XRP? And let's see here. Other than that, man, shit, we just in here, man. We in here. We missed last week, but we back this week, man. A lot of good racing went on near and far. Like the talk of the town, been all this good 484 racing that been going on out of state, man. I look like in a couple weeks, hell, Michael Hill race gonna turn out to be a good race. Jesse James and locked in Uncle Sam and goddamn me, Lucky. At this time of the year, man, everything's starting to kind of turn up a little bit. Everybody coming out, the ones that ain't out, they slowly coming out with these new cars, and they just, I guess everybody been waiting on this heat to die down to come back out and get to race. Definitely been a hot one, man. Let me see here. Well, Renzo ain't on here. Alicat, if you on here, man, come on, press the one button and I know you got the next one up the bat for Labor Day weekend, man, at HMP. Come on here and let everybody know what you got going on there, Mr. Cat.
JP, how you doing, guy? And out to the grudge world. Hope everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes,
safe.
Sir. I'm good, man. I'm good, man. How you been, man? I heard you had a
fantastic.
You got a hysterectomy and stuff, man. You know, got your tubes cut out. All that, your eggs and all that. So you okay now?
Yeah. I got patched back up. That's why I've been so quiet these last couple of months or so. I feel much better. And
good deal, man.
You know,
health, good deal. Well, hey,
health comes
man,
first.
Health is wealth.
You know?
Health is wealth, like
you
they
know?
Say, man. Health is wealth, man. But
yeah.
On top of
that. I thought it was crazy.
Man, shit.
All these guys got these good jobs, but they don't want to never go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? And I was one of them. So I finally
hey,
had to
hey,
had
it ain't about
it.
Having a good job. It's about having that good insurance that the job provides and you don't use it.
Yeah, that's true, too. No, but, you
that's,
know, I finally got taken care of.
Ain't got yes, sir. Well, you man, know, hey, man, glad everything is good. Whatever you had to go through, I'm glad you're better. And now we can get back to God doggone racing, man. Shit, man. You
yes,
up
sir.
Next, baby.
Yep.
So, let us know what
well,
you got going
September
on. I've been peeping and watching a little bit.
Yeah, we got September 4th at HMP Houston Motorsports Park. Sunday race because, you know, that Monday is Labor Day. Some of you guys probably ain't snapped to it, but majority of the companies are going to be closed. So that's why I do it on a Sunday, you know, Memorial Day and Labor Day. But anyway, man, we got to, you know, I kind of changed my format up. I went back to heads up racing and grudge racing. So a lot of you guys I was listening to over the years, a lot of guys, some guys like index racing, some of them don't, so I changed the format up this year. So now we just got mostly shootouts and grudge racing, and that's the way it's been. For September 4th, I'm going to do all steel, all glass shootout. I'm going to do a four-car shootout and an eight-car shootout and grudge racing. That way we keep it small and keep it simple. You know, we get to the point. That way we won't be there all night long to no 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So hopefully we can get all the classes in, get all the grudge races in, and hopefully by 1 or 2 o'clock, hey, everybody be going home, you know, so they can go enjoy the holiday, you know, Monday, that following day. But we already got about, I think about 4 or 5 lock-in grudge races already. you know, some guys won the race in the shootout. So we got a lot going on. I know I haven't posted every single thing, you know, but I'm going to get back on my job tomorrow, posting a lot of lock-ins and giving y'all some feedback. Now, the gates open at 4 o'clock. It's September, normally our hottest month. I understand. But we do got to open and get things going so we can try to get out of there. So the gate's going to open at 4 o'clock, and we're going to try to go hot about 6. And we're going to try to start the shootouts right at 8 o'clock when the sun is just going down. It's getting dark. We're going to try to kick everything off about 8, and we're not going to stop until we finish. So please, racers, come on time. Get there a little early so where you can get seated, get your car unloaded, get parked, and do whatever you got to do and get your couple of passes in. But when it's time to race now, we're not going to be able to accommodate you just for you. So hopefully everybody get there in enough time so we can have a good time. The Memorial Day race was a success. We had a very good time. So now it's Labor Day time, you know. So be on time. Anybody got any questions or ideas, I'll be on here tonight. As long as JP got the show going on, I'll be on here listening. And my ears are always open to better ideas and good ideas. So holler at me. Holler at your boy, Alley Cat Racing.
Yes, sir.
We still working on my car.
Yes, sir.
We still working on my car. I just took a break because I had a little family emergency. But the car should be out by the end of the year. I know a lot of people probably wondering. Now we still moving forward on it. So don't be surprised.
It's your last room. Last room I heard
yeah.
Was solar car.
That's what I heard. I went to LBJ, so I'm gonna let taxpayers pay for mine. I ain't paying for no damn bill.
Well, I heard you say I'll glass you that. So what are your rules on the all glass? I'll glass you that.
Well, I mean, you know, I really copycatted pretty much straight off of Big Jake rules and Mo Jeezy rules. That way we kind of keep the rules simple in the region. So, yeah, if anybody want to come from Louisiana, they got to change their car up and all of that. They want to go to Dallas to race, they got to change their car. So I try to keep, I looked at Big Jake rules and Mo Jeezy and them rules, and I inherit everything that they pretty much did. But trying to find my damn phone because I posted the rules the other day. You know, I know you asked me the question. Damn. What did I do with my damn phone?
I thought you was ready, God dog.
No, I just made it home in this rain, man. And I ain't organized, but it is what it is. I got my phone in front of me now. All of a sudden, the weather just all of a sudden changed, you know?
Yes,
sir. Yeah, okay. Any power adder, steel doors required, unless that they came from the factory. Like, because you got a lot of late model cars that had fiberglass doors. You see what I'm saying? Just in case anybody wants, they don't understand that. You got to have real side glass windows required. Ladder bars or four links, okay. Legs in front or rear, okay. Class cars to race, we're going to take a vote. If y'all want class cars in, we're going to take a vote, you know. And if y'all just want no time, which that's what we always have on it down here, but at the same time, guys, we're trying to build this all-glass, all-steel class up in this area. So keep that in mind. But I understand. I'm like y'all. I'm a no-time guy. But, you know, we will take a vote. It just depends on how y'all feel about it. Steel fenders are required in Lutz factory. No wheelie bars. No one-piece front ends. You know, that's fiberglass or carbon fiber. So you know, we try to. It's free entry. I'm trying to follow everybody else because, you know, that the economy is so bad right now. It's free entry 3,000 to win. Now, if y'all want to split the money in the finals, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm going to do my job and put 3,000 up, free entry. As long as you fit these rules or requirements, it's free entry, 3,000 to win.
Yes. Yeah, they can't complain about this in here. You ain't spending no money to make the money.
Yeah, you ain't spending no money. It's on me, you know.
So I got a question for you. Your 8-car, your 4-car, you already got them locked in, or you holding them on ice for right now until you get everybody?
I got a 4-car shootout. I got a 4-car shootout pretty much set already. The one I had for Memorial Day is pretty much set. The 8-car shootout is not set yet. It's just, you know, guys that want to sign up for it on the spot, or either I might put a post up to see who wants to be in. And if it's more than 8 cars, more the merrier. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong now. You know, or either if I get 2 men, I'll just split it up and make 2 8-car shootouts. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just trying to get everybody to bring action, whether if it's grudge racing or shootout heads-up racing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's what we out there for, to have a good time and get at somebody's ass all at the same time, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Good deal. So September, the 4th?
September 4th. The first week of September. Right. September is a very, very busy month. Because if I'm not mistaken, I got the first race in September. Jake got the second race. And somebody got the third and fourth. But I did see something like that. So September.
I know. You first. Big Jake next. And then I think the picnic is, I think, that third weekend.
Yeah. You go picnic.
Or something like
so
that.
So we got
a
lot of races.
Yeah.
And they got somebody. If I'm not mistaken, I think Mojiz and them race is the last of September. I think. If I'm not mistaken. In Louisiana. So it's a lot of racing going on in September, you know. So if everybody can support them, if you can, we all understand. But us promoters going to try to always put on a good show for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. JP. Yes, sir. You got any lock-ins already?
I got them roped down, man.
Man yet.
No, we got a couple. We got Black Ice. Is at Bodacious. Bodacious, I'm sorry. Bodacious. We got Jeff trying to run Bodacious. We got Jeff trying to – Jeff, who are we trying to run? Jeff. We got Nate Dogg. Him and Skip been added, but they haven't really set nothing up just yet, you know. And I'm trying to find a race for Joel. I'm trying to get him to probably run DC or Brett, you know, if he don't go in the bushes, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But he says something wrong with his there's something wrong with his car, but he's supposed to let us know by Friday. So. So I think I got about 2 or 3 more.
He still got a few weeks out, though, to the race time. If he can't figure it out by then,
exactly.
You can tell that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I got Agus Holman's bringing a slew of cars, man. There's so many race cars in Agus Holman's.
Oh, hold on,
funny. I didn't even realize that.
Did you say Agus Holman?
Yes. Yes, sir, the 4-4.
But why? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well. Didn't Shotwell at one point say he was the baddest motherfucker in Acres Home?
Well, Shotwell and them, they got quite a few cars in A-Camp, but his main car may be down and may not be down. You know, he had some little issues about a week or two ago with it. So, but they do have other cars that are running in A-Camp. They do have some cars.
Okay.
So I'm more than likely they're going to have.
I know what his car. He said he wanted the winner and the loser out of that Black Ice and Audacious car now.
Right, he did say that. But now he got a bag
he
off
did
of
say
it.
That.
But we don't know if he's going to be running or not. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm hoping he get his car back together in the next couple of weeks. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Uh-oh. Right. Yeah, we got quite a few guys talking about racing. You know, racing each other. So... We're going to have some good, I think we're going to have a great show, to be honest to you. You know, it's probably a lot of guys on the show, they just sitting in the bushes, you know?
Oh, yeah, you know how they go. Yeah. They wait till race day or the week of sometime, and they might come on, or they might just wait till they get there.
Yeah.
Try to dose
I got a friend
with
of mine
partner.
named Fair Parts. You know, he trying to show up to run Womack, two all-motor cars. That's going to be an outstanding race there. That's going to be a good one. We don't know who's going to win that one, but we got two motor cars that have been yapping at each other for a minute, so both of them are running at the same time this time, so we hoping that it go it on and go down Labor Day. Let's get it on, you know?
Well, hold on, Alicat. Don't go nowhere. I got a couple hands up. They might want you. Let me see.
Yeah.
Wiz, your mic open. What you got?
I didn't want nothing. I threw on. Hit the button. You can just go. I'm just listening.
All right. We're going on mute. Trouble Troy, your mic open. What you got?
I just want to make sure I wasn't in the bushes, you know, a couple races in the bushes. I just want to make sure I wasn't in them. I was trying to make sure I'm on the queue.
Your name came up, Troy.
Mm-hmm. Who you want, Troy? Put a name on
man,
it. Place my books up.
To be honest, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying?
No, Troy, your name came up yesterday. Your name came up. You were supposed to be trying to run somebody. Somebody wanted you. God damn it. Who was
ain't
it?
Ain't wanting bad enough then. That's all I can say.
It ain't Carlos.
Damn.
It ain't wanting bad enough, shit.
You already told them the way they was talking. Hold on. Man, my memory has so much going on. But Trouble Troy is a good supporter. So when I heard it, I was like, well, I ain't got to worry about Troy. The guy that said it, that's who I got to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I would like to run Jab. I would like to run Devo again. I would like to run Bodacious. Stop me if I get online, Jeffy.
Black Eyes.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Now, I'm going to tell you about Stebo. Stebo is supposed to – it's 50-50. He got his pistons in. I think they finally sent him, so I think he's trying his best to put it together so he can make the race.
Okay.
But now everybody else is available. Everybody else available.
That sounds like a plan.
Let's see. Shotwell, your mic open. What you got?
Hey, JP, I didn't say I was from Acres Home. I just own all them cats over there. Get it right now.
What's
what you said then?
I didn't want to know.
What you said then, Shotwell?
Huh?
What you said then? Quote me right. If I'm quoting you wrong, quote me right.
I'm not from Acres Home. But I own everybody
you're a fuck
in Acres
up.
Home.
You own everybody in Acres Home. So that means, in other words, you'll fuck up anything that come out of Acres Home, right?
There you go.
Okay. But there you go. There you go,
JP, JP, put that motherfucking check. Don't be coming on the show half cock, half mellow and shit. Raise your voice. Yell and shit like you always do.
Hey, just like the background.
Put him back on mute. Put him back on. Put him back on mute then, huh?
Yeah, put his ass back on mute. Put him in his ass on private room. Get some goddamn energy to yourself. You ain't cool hand, Luke.
Hey, now you see what I'm trying to
go on mute, Shotwell.
Now say I'm out of line.
Go on mute with them wipers.
You ain't a lot of ass wipers.
Hey, go on mute while you got them wipers on. I ain't going to close your mic up, but go on mute. Let me open up some of these other mics.
Hey, they come on the show. He got there his midnight voice on, talking sexy.
Right.
What? You don't get that bullshit off somewhere. All niggas on his phone, man.
Hey, Joel,
hey,
I definitely didn't know
who
he was.
Down
to motherfucker. Hey, Joel, tell the motherfucker we ain't your old lady, fool. Right. Try to talk
yeah,
all cool
yeah,
and
shit. Yeah, we try to butter us up. Well, we don't watch the big game.
Oh, shit.
Well, y'all
ain't Miller-ass motherfucker.
Hey, it's the midnight.
Miller Yellow.
Hey, come on there like it's the midnight hour, huh?
Miller
hey,
Yellow.
Hey,
he should call it midnight hour.
It's the midnight. It's the midnight hour.
The quiet storm ass nigga.
The quiet storm, yeah, that's what it was. The quiet storm.
Hey, hey,
man,
hey,
y'all
do
know I can still hit y'all.
Hold on, Funky Larry Thomas. Hey, motherfucker, Funky Larry Thomas and shit.
Hey, y'all know I'm still on the phone, though, right?
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Oh, me and Joe said the same shit. Oh, God.
Hey,
right. Y'all just
idea.
Tell dog I tried to talk with you, but y'all ain't like that.
Joe, you think you can call yet?
I'm trying to figure out what Anna can talk about. Somebody running D.C. and goddamn bread. Like, he must be talking about Blaskin, which that ain't going to happen because he's fucked down. He motherfucker motor fucked up. Damn sure running motherfucker Bud Light. Not the same caliber.
Who you looking for,
what he
Bud
talking
Light?
About.
Who you looking for, Bud Light? Like, you going to give Charlie McTighe to move with Bud
same,
Light?
Those same motherfuckers he was just talking about. Boat Nations and that Gold and Jap, Gold El Camino and goddamn, the Orange Mustang and Black Ice Black, whatever the fuck his name is, and Troy. Me and Troy already got understood, though. He getting fucked up like down there. I ain't got to name him.
Yeah.
He probably won't show nowhere.
Shit,
what
else?
Talking
about over the top on Bud Light. That motherfucker, you can't. Shit, I pop the top on Bud Light.
But bring your car screw, goddamn me.
Yeah. You gonna have a corkscrew in that motherfucker.
Alley Cat.
Yes, sir.
Who you talking? Who you talking about? You talking about Blaskin running DC?
And okay. Brett. Now, which one is Bud Light? I don't know all these names of your cars. Which one is Bud Light?
The blue one.
Bud Light
blue
is that
little,
blue one.
Blue,
that little blue coupe.
Blue.
Okay.
I mean the blue hat.
Well, that's one. When you made that, your comment, that's the car that you posted.
Yeah,
the blue Mustang.
Yeah, like Kate, I'll say the one with the center lines on it.
God damn.
Hey, Kate, that motherfucker's not lying. That bitch do got center lines on it.
Really?
he is being serious in the motherfucker, and he's not taking them off. He refused to take them off. I don't know why, but they
no, I'm not taking them off. As long as the motherfuckers roll smooth, we'll take them off for.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But now,
okay. So
a
DC is for Blackston then.
Yeah, DC is for Blackston.
It's that caliber. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know
sure,
what Brett
know.
Got. I know Brett. Don't Brett drive DC car or something like that.
Yeah, bedrock.
Yeah.
But they got another car.
They got another car too. Yeah, a little street car too. That OG car they call it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The black coupe. More like Bud Light caliber.
Huh. I don't know nothing about it now. But I mean, shit. If it's of the caliber, I don't know. I ain't doing no tripping. But I know all the other ones you named: Bodacious and Black Ice and Jap. And that green Malibu is down there, and the orange Mustang we lost to last time. All them motherfuckers got action.
Hey, I don't know, can you get in contact with that dude with the green Malibu? I don't know if he grudge raised yet.
Which one you talking about?
That green satin Malibu.
That motherfucker sit real nice.
It's real nice. Yeah, it's sit nice. With a vinyl top.
Sit nice and look and it run good. Sound good too. Got a rash with a small block in it.
Oh, you talking about the black guy?
Yeah, the big old top.
Are you talking about Troy? Okay.
Yeah.
You know that guy, Troy.
Yeah, I know
him. You
know
his daddy.
I don't know him, though. Yeah, I know him and his dad, but I don't, you know, I don't got his number, nothing like that. Because last time I asked, you know, did he grudge race, he wasn't doing that. You know, he's just testing his grudge.
Fuck. Yeah. He's on Instagram as Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, let me hit him. I don't have a direct number on it. Yeah, the pastor's trying to raise Tuesday. They don't mind gambling now, I guess.
Not the pastor.
They didn't change the rules. Back in the 90s, boy, you couldn't bet a pastor, boy. They didn't bet. I guess they changed.
Is he a pastor?
No,
I'm just saying his name. Somebody get his name on Instagram. I'm called Creflo Dollar. I say he must be a pastor.
Oh,
maybe a crooked pastor. You know, don't meet the 409-0130. Your mic open. Who we got?
Just listen. It's old Pooh Nanny, huh?
Pooh Nanny.
It's old Pooh Nanny.
Man, you need to find a new name. I thought that car was gone.
No, it ain't gone, baby.
No.
Nanny, you want to give up some of that good pussy?
Always.
Y'all still got Pooh Nanny?
Yeah.
Y'all give me the race I gave y'all?
You what now?
Y'all give me the race I gave y'all? My Bud Light car.
I want the race y'all gave us back.
Well, we can't even have a car to us.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see if I can get, you know, get what I gave. With a less caliber car.
It's 2.0 now though, so you know.
Never mind then.
You know,
if it's the same thing then.
Yeah, I just let you know it's 2.0 now.
Yeah. That's how I fall back in the bushes then.
409-9715. Your mic open. Who we got?
Say JP, this hustler. What's that?
What's up?
What you gonna do for that Nova?
What you mean? What I'm gonna do for that Nova?
I'm trying to look at you.
I'm gonna sit that motherfucking Tyson on top of that Nova. That's what's gonna happen.
Man, you give me the back time and let me move, and I'ma fuck over you.
Goddamn.
Get there, sir. You can get there, sir.
I get there.
That's all you want?
That's all I need. That's all I'm... Oh, you gonna give me some more?
You can get that.
All right.
Too late now. You can get
We ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Look at what you're saying.
Back time, watch the
move.
Shit. You got this, sir. Yes, sir.
The back time to move.
Okay, you got this, sir. When you want to do that?
Hell of the day up.
I might.
Yeah, I'll be ready by then. I might can be ready by Alley Cat Race, but if I ain't, then yeah, we can do it by then. If I'm ready by Alley Cat Race, you want to do it at Alley Cat Race, or you ain't going to be ready?
I don't think I'm going to be ready, but I'm a damn show truck.
What we doing?
Okay. If you ain't ready by then, I ain't ready. We can do it by then.
Put a price on it.
Put a price on it. Whatever you can say, Wiz.
Say, Wiz, what you want to do?
Now, you know good and well.
No. You got that Chevy 2 in the garage. Spider-Web, what you want to do? I got old Chevelle, what you want to do?
It's collecting more now because I'm working on my blazer.
Oh, all right, man. All right, man. Stay out of this pot of gumbo, kid.
What's the price of your race?
Me and JP going to talk about it.
I might be like, boom, I might want to bet accordingly.
Well, don't make no good money. Me and him are talking about it. I just want to know we got something locked in.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. I put some white stripes on the side of that motherfucker.
All that sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
You just stay off the wall.
That's like taking
You just stay off the wall.
But they put me in the left lane then. So if I hit the wall, I ain't going to go to your lane. I hit the left wall last time. So they put me in the left lane, and you all right.
It's okay.
I want
to
go
good. Go grudge rules.
Hey, just tell your driver, make sure you got that motherfucker in the right gear before you get on the trans right now.
I mean, that ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. That's an honest mistake. But we won't make it on you.
Yes, sir. Sound
right,
like
then,
a
I'm
man,
out of here.
My brother.
All right, then I'm out of here,
all
driver.
All right. All right. Pool Nanny 2.0. What you say about that, Joe? Joel.
Yeah.
Damn, Joel. What you say about Pool Nanny 2.0, man?
Shit. The first one, as I read a bad motherfucker, way, so he almost got us fucked up. So I can only imagine what the 2.0 going to be about.
And sometimes that 2.0 shit don't mean nothing, though.
Yeah.
2.0 might be slower than 1.0.
Hey, JP.
Huh?
JP, ain't going to be scared around with that turbo car neither. You hear me?
I ain't worried about you.
I'm just saying, I ain't gonna be scared running over that turbo car.
Ain't worried about you. Ain't worried about you, nah.
All right.
But yeah. Beat me there. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know I will.
2.0, hey, Joel. Goddamn, 2.0 don't mean that motherfucker faster, goddamn. I'd be a dud.
It might be a dude.
2.0 might let the trans brake go and goddamn barbecue at the line.
It might pull a backstabber.
Hey, we don't be a dude, JP.
Hey, the whole time Poo Nanny been out, what that motherfucker been doing? Barbecuing. That motherfucker ain't when it's time to go for the money, that motherfucker been barbecuing.
He said, motherfucker, ain't finished a lap yet.
Somebody.
Hey, that's
somebody,
the truth.
Somebody keep pulling the goddamn spark plug off that motherfucker or something, goddamn it. That motherfucker don't goddamn. But it's time to go for the money. That son of a bitch find a reason to trip over his own self.
That's right. That's the truth. Can't deny that. That's what happened. That's what went down. That's part of racing. Shit happened.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't scared to get out there, though, baby. I ain't scared to get out there.
Well, I guess we're going to see 2.0 soon enough. Now. Don't let me see you before you see
so
me 2.0 now.
Coming? Where 2.0 coming out?
Yeah, I might make Alicat race with it, man. I might.
Yeah, I might Yes, sir.
You just left at 1.0. She just left it original so you can continue to get action with it. Now you gotta start.
Oh no, man! I had to get on level with you guys. The kind of cars I'm racing, I had to get on the same level with them cars, man. So you
hey,
know
he just named that motherfucker. He should just said the return of Pooh Nanny, huh?
Yeah.
The revenge of Pooh Nanny.
Mm-hmm.
That was getting on level with us. Yeah, I went down. Well, I said I got the little Bud Light car, man.
JB, what you got on your mind, brother?
Man, this slow ass goddamn show. Let me go empty this shit up. Who is that talking about their name? Pooh Nanny. Let me talk to you real quick, brother.
What's going on, King B?
Who that is? Who is it? I'm trying to make sure. Which one is Pooh Nanny?
That's Ben.
That's some good pussy. That's some good pussy.
Ben, that's Big Ben.
That ain't
little
Ben.
What's up, Ben? Ben, I got to get on your motherfucking ass.
Get on my ass, Ben.
Because you goddamn me, you some bitch, you. You supposed to be drug-raising adequate. Don't come on this back. That man tried to lock you in. It wasn't your business to tell that man you pulled that at 2.0. You supposed to get him. This is a game of trickery.
You listen to me, goddammit. You don't tell no man. The man said he wanted to lock the same car in. What places you thought it was okay to tell him? No, it wasn't the same car. He said it was a lesser car, man. I raced last time.
But listen, what I'm telling you is, you should just told him, yeah, it's Pooh Nanny.
Well,
and he can get whatever he's looking for. Is you trying to win some races, or you just want to stay?
It ain't that. I just know the game. You say that, then you get there. No, I'm not racing that car. I'm not gonna go through all that.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You had one on the real, man. Bud Light.
Yeah.
And if you got a 2.0, you got a better car than what you had. You should told you. That's when you supposed to say, hold on, right quick. Let me do some homework. I'm just trying to give you this is Grudge Racing 101 shit. This anybody who's listening to this Grudge Racing 101. This, hey man. Class is 9 sessions. You wasn't supposed to tell him you Pooh Nanny 2.0. You ain't supposed to tell him that. If you upgraded, you ain't supposed to tell him. You supposed to have been like, yeah, we're going to lock you in with Pooh Nanny. Yeah, all you should have said. Let me do my homework. What car you talking about? That when you supposed to go and get him. He was hot. Hey, man. If you at the club, now we just speaking, you know, I hate if anybody got anybody wild for kids on the phone, but this is real talk. We at the club. We at the bar. Little mama come around, and she let you know she hot between the thighs. Is you going to tell her, baby, my shit look like an elephant before you come on over, or is you going to tell her, baby, my shit look like a turtle?
You feel me? You ain't gonna tell her. We gonna tell her, come on in there. The deal about that is, I know Joel, and like I said, you know, I'm not talking about him or not, but he'll be like, oh no, hell no, I'm not running that car. It's not on my calendar. It's not that. It's right here. You need to run this. Yeah, I know. Guess what you did?
No. Guess what you would have did, though?
What's this?
You would have received some punk out money if you would have made it an official lot.
Yeah.
That's why we try to tell y'all, some of us who be on this drug race and shit like 1,000, we try to tell y'all, and we be on these shows, but you got to listen. You got to get your notebook out sometime, man. We don't be on here podcasting sometime. This shit is for real. You see what I mean?
So you're supposed to go ahead and say,
well, fuck it, man. Let's go and try 5025. He'd be like, I don't know, man. It might be, you know what I'm saying? Or tell him, odd the money since I'm supposed to give you the break or the hit or whatever you gave him. What was the one and one? You should have told him, well, fuck it. Let's do 5 on 3,000. You know what I'm saying? 3,000 to 2,500 since I got the.
So I'm supposed to call this motherfucker Coach Junior.
No, I'm just saying, that's why I told whoever the fuck the Pooh Nanny was. I didn't know it was you, Ben. I know it's you. I got to go and tell you. You see what I'm saying? That's when you're supposed to have the whole goddamn show. Goddamn, give you, just give a shit. Nah, but listen. Everybody needs to hear this because this will be fucking up the Grudge game. You see what I'm saying? This is why some stuff people be shaky. But you got to be on top of your game so you won't be shaky. You see what I'm saying? You just got to be on top. When you're on top, you ain't got to worry about being shaky. You see what I'm saying? That's what makes Grudge Racing great. That's what makes this shit good. You supposed to have your weenie out. You should have been over there talking about weenie. Yeah, come on. I'm over here. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't his business that you were 2.0. You should have told him, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you should have told him first. I ain't going to lie. You should have said, let me do my homework. What car are you talking about? Send me a picture. Is it on your page? But KB,
you didn't hear it all. That man asked, do I still have that car? So I told him,
you should have told him.
You should have told him.
Listen. You should have said, yeah, I got Pooh Nanny.
go on with
you
the goddamn show.
No, man, this is the show. This ain't
hey, King B, I told you just like this. I got Putin at a 2.0. That's what all I see.
Nah,
all
you shouldn't have told him
simple
nothing.
That.
You trying to hit. You trying to hit, man. You trying to get you
so
some.
Hey, I'm still going to get chance to race.
Nah, man, you just let the money go. God damn.
No. It ain't over here for nothing, man. I'm going to get the whole camp.
Man. Shit. Then we get the whole camp.
Oh man, you got to be on top, man. I told you, man. You go to the club, and you see the woman, you ain't gonna tell her your shit look like an elephant trunk. You gonna just tell her, come on in the room, man.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna tell her nothing. You ain't gonna get out what you supposed to tell her, him, which is her. Same game. I'm going back on mute for a few minutes. Now on that bullshit, Joel Hayden. And he don't want everybody to know drugs racing one-on-one. Shit.
Why the fuck I got to be here?
No, he ain't here.
Damn.
Joel.
What up?
Joel, I'm just being straight about the situation, man. Like I said,
yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's good shit, man.
I ain't
man.
Trying to fool you. And, you know, it ain't no secret. I ain't that type of dude, you know.
I see. I'm the same way, man. Like you say, like I always say, you gotta know who you're racing, cause see, like, you know what I'm saying. And I ain't saying nothing negative about King or whoever like to race like that. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Everybody not out to get an honest, evenly. I ain't gonna say evenly match, but I say an honest, even bet. You know what I'm saying. It's always some trickery or some fuckery. You know what I'm saying. So
yeah.
I ain't like that either. You know what I'm saying. I'm trying to have the most simplest understanding as possible. I don't need to have no extra bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
No,
that's where I am.
That's where problems come in at. So to avoid
you
all that.
You beat me. Yeah.
Right. I ain't trying to trick nobody. And that's how we did the last time. Whenever I was talking to Ben, shit, I didn't know nothing about Putin.
No.
I said fuck it. Which I tried. Real simple. With no stips, with no
nope.
Goddamn trickery, none of that shit. We just do, you know, we stuck to our word and we race. Have fun.
Right.
Make some gas money.
Uh-huh.
On to the next.
Get there.
Like some motherfuckers, I know they say it's not an official lock-in. You ain't got no punk out. I mean, I know DP man, but I feel like all lock-ins don't necessarily need no DP man. Depending on who you locking in with, who you racing, yeah, you need a DP man. But you know what I'm saying? You a stand up guy, you don't need no goddamn DP man. You a man of your word. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Understand
you know
is understanding.
Go, man. A lot of sometimes you don't need a DP man until you need a DP man though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's on the bad thing. We'll say we don't need a DP man, but and then when the shit hit the fan, everybody's talking about you should have had one.
You should have had a DP man.
So sometimes the best thing to do is have a DP man off the rip, and you ain't got to worry about it.
Shit, now some damn it got to where shit is. The best thing to do is just goddamn, don't even worry about locking in. Just show up and race. Just show up and try to find
yep.
you something. That way all the motherfuckers do say, yeah, Nate.
Right.
Pooh Nanny.
Yeah, man. I look at a lot of grudge racing, man. I grudge racing a whole lot different up this way. Heard them boys up north. A whole lot different.
Mm-mm-mm. Goddamn Pooh Nanny.
What's the difference, Ben?
Man, them guys, like you said, they find a race. They go, you know, in the pits, they talk to one another. Got to get their money together. They lock it in. They do. You know, they you know, they see what they going to do. Say what's going to do, you know, who you don't cross, who turn a light on. Like, that's who get paid. That's where, you know.
Right.
No, sir. It's like the race, you know, like we had, you know, we should have somebody straight across. But, you know, it should happen, and that's a lesson learned. But hey, it is what it is, you know. Gotta make everything right in this red game, man. Like I said, you know, it's a hustle, it's a chance. Everybody, somebody gonna win, somebody gonna lose. So, you know,
right.
And when there's no problem involved in it, you know, no, everything flipped out and everything go as planned or not go as planned. You know, you're still a race, and the money that changed in. I say, you ain't gonna win every race out there. And if you don't get your ass whooped, you ain't getting out there.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I know some people want that for sure win.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't got a bunch of ass whooping, man. It's just part of, I ain't gonna win any of it, but I don't got a bunch of them.
Yeah, sound like you got a couple more coming real soon.
Yeah. Don't sound like.
Yeah. Sound like I'm going to be putting a white stripe down the side of that motherfucker.
I don't think that's going to happen, JP.
JP, you were saying that the races is coming up. I think Alicat said it's quite a few in September. It's I don't know if it's well. He said. What's the old boy from Louisiana?
Well, you got Alicat kick off September. Jake the week after that, and then I know Ethan is in.
Right.
They said something about Mo Jeezy might have a race in September.
That's the name, Mo Jeezy. Well, see, basically it's four races, 4 weeks in a row. You know what I'm saying? You got next weekend, as far as like. I ain't gonna say locally, but close. You got the race down there, no problem, which is Louisiana versus Mississippi on the 20th of August. Then you got Corn Race on the 27th in Prescott. Then you got Alicat Race on the 4th, which is Labor Day. Then you got JP 19th, whatever the fuck. And then you missed 2 weeks, or you missed 1 week, I think. And then you had a picnic, which is the 22nd, 23rd, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, basically starting next week, you know what I'm saying? It's every week is, you know, it's somewhere to go, it's somewhere to go within a 4 to 6 hour range.
Yeah, well, I say September will be a pretty busy month though. They be kind of back to back with them, so.
Yeah. So anybody got them AutoZone and O'Reilly parts? Well, you ain't gonna make it out with September.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Joel. We're gonna have to figure out and see how it go. But I know it's a bunch of good shit gonna be going on. Between September time, goddamn me.
Yep. Goddamn rain will start coming in. I hope it's going to come on and go away until October, goddamn. What is it, hurricane season? This shit's going to kick in. It's raining like a motherfucker up here right now. We ain't had no rain down there 2 months.
Damn, everybody else quiet on this motherfucker tonight. Where everybody at? Y'all on here. Nobody want to get no shit started tonight.
No.
Laro, where you at, Laro? Let me get my shit started on here. King B, you let's start some shit, because he must be busy over there. Laro, where you at? Come on,
what
Larry.
I do, JB? What I done?
I know you got something on your mind.
Yeah, the motherfucking show last week. I didn't. Yeah, the show, goddamn me, last week. I forgot my goddamn topic. You told me out. I can't remember what the fuck it was about either.
No, last week. What we got this week?
I'm lost. I'm trying to think, man.
Well, we got a we got a no time event that happened up north somewhere. Well, called goddamn me that they time was plastered all over the internet.
Yeah, that's a bad sight. Ain't no fixing that though, Jack. That's a done deal.
Got JJ.
Hey, anybody on here don't
lock
like Jesse
JJ
James?
JJ locked everybody in.
On what? What JJ locking in? Who don't like JJ with Uncle Sam? I'm gonna get something going.
He locked in Uncle Sam. And he locked in.
I like Lucky over JJ. I like JJ over Uncle Sam.
You know what, Joe? I might fuck you up again.
You lucky motherfucker. All right, who's gonna be your money back?
I'm up. You forgot?
832-3731. Your mic open. You might open up a can of worms, Darryl.
Whoa,
whoa.
You say what?
It's Kerry, JP. What's going on?
What's up,
kid?
What's up, man? I'll take Uncle Sam for something.
What you want to do? Talk to me. I don't want to fuck you up, but since you got your ass on here, I might as well go and fuck you up now.
Yeah, get it on. Might as well. We can do 500.
Bet. We locked.
Bet. That's a bet. We locked. Yeah,
goddamn.
Locked.
We got that with your head down. It don't take long for you to be walking down the goddamn track with your head down, either, motherfucker.
Don't be running behind no cars either. Goddamn me, then walking back fast.
That was exercise, man. That was a show, man. I was just seeing how many motherfuckers were gonna go for that bullshit. I knew Miss Graham was slow.
You knew Miss Graham was a dud.
You heard what happened. We gonna get that back. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna run down there so fast. I'm gonna pass Miss Graham up this time. I'm taking the tree with me.
Damn.
We gonna put it right on Scrappy and nasty ass.
Hey, JP.
Call like that.
When that race is in Alabama? That
G-Body
race.
The 8th?
October.
October the 8th.
October 8th. Okay.
All right. You need a ride? They're looking for some passengers. They'll sponsor the show.
No, I'm riding down
there.
Yeah, I'm riding.
Man, I listen to that dude, man. With that bullshit.
But you say Shotwell don't like to pay for the gas, so he needs somebody to pay for the gas.
Larry, you gonna come to Dallas on my way or what?
What Shotwell folk ass at anyway? Huh?
I thought I was gonna get him back off you, Larry.
Hey, Larry, what you laughing at, Larry?
Man, get out of my motherfucking business, Trump ass. Get out
Yo,
of my business,
brother.
Man.
Hey, JP, we ain't never had a problem going out of town, bro. Don't do no line over there, bro.
Man,
I'm just trying to get you out the
bushes.
Right? Man, I'm trying to remember what the fuck my topic was last week, JP, with that bullshit.
It's in your text message, man.
Man, I seen that bullshit. I ain't never seen your motherfucking shit. God damn. Don't tell me the whole lot.
Oh, Hey, Joe, why would he need to go through Dallas, Joe?
I was just asking, if he comes to Dallas, I might ride out there.
Nah, you can meet us in Houston, though.
I'm going the wrong goddamn way.
Well, I am too, but I'm going.
Hey. I might as well just meet you out. I might as well meet you out in Mississippi.
Joe, you better go to Houston because they'll pick your ass up in Dallas on the way going, but your ass is going to be dropped off in Houston on the way back.
Yeah, that'll be fucked up, Joe.
I drive back.
Get
that
your load. Hey, better get your load going to goddamn Houston and leave that truck at the truck stop.
Hey, there you go, Joe. You know where you can leave it at and where you left it last time.
Yeah.
Don't think got no lumber on that motherfucker.
They don't have no gas in either, goddamn.
They gonna flex my own gas back that motherfucker.
Oh, ain't got no lumber, no shingles. That motherfucker will be there when you get back.
That lumber, they gonna be selling his by the time he get back.
Shit, truck and trailer gonna be gone by the time he get back. Some lumber. They're still in all that. I don't know, fellas. Y'all quiet tonight. Ain't nobody got nothing. Nobody got no shit to start. Everybody goddamn dealing with the rain, I guess. All that other good
Larry,
shit.
Larry, go ahead and lock that 300 in you up on JJ and Lucky.
Say that again.
I said, go ahead and lock that 300 in on JJ and Lucky.
I'm thinking about that one. I really still like JJ over there. I don't tell you no lie.
Well, then lock it in. Shake him, motherfucker.
Think Ryan going to have a point to prove?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to lock Jazz in before then. You want that bet? Fuck it, lock. I'm shut you
damn.
Up.
Damn.
Lock.
That's a lock. That's a lock. That's a lock. That's a lock, chump.
All right.
Joe, that nigga say it's going to cost you $350 to get out that motherfucker.
Damn.
Hold on, y'all.
Ain't that some bullshit? A whole $350 to get off?
He's on the
bad motherfucker,
though.
$300 for the lock and $350 to get off. God damn.
God damn.
How you doing over there, Shotwell? You done got sold up? The doctor released you or whatever? You know you got blew out, god damn it. Fucking with backstab.
Hey, man.
Got your back blew out.
Oh, man. Hey, I don't want to even talk about that. The God damn. Hey.
I'm just trying to see if they put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
I still go the same way.
All right,
way.
All
right. They have to show me he can't get there. Shit. Tell them line up again, Joe. You hear that ATM dinging? I'm going to have you dinging at that ATM after that race.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Damn, them niggas had you thinking at the ATM?
I don't even use ATM.
Somebody dinging at ATM or they at them little slot machines.
Yeah, somebody
at the gas station. Last I heard, Joel, that nigga fucked up his whole paycheck for this week.
That wife's still working right now. It's dark.
Who did that?
Yeah.
Trying to get overtime. You.
972-9749, your mic open. Who we got? 972-9749.
What's going on? It's me, Alex.
What's up, Wade?
What's up? What's up? What y'all doing? Just chilling, listening to
you. What you trying to do? You trying not to race or you trying to race?
It sounds like he's trying to get a pick from Joel.
Hell yeah, Joel.
I already knew he was coming on here with that fuck shit.
What do you mean fuck shit? What do you mean that ain't no fuck shit? Shit, we gambling.
You want to bet 500 on what? You want to bet 500 on what, Alan?
On the race. On Jesse Dane versus Lucky Luciano.
All right, lock it in. Bet. That's a bet.
That's a bet. You let me know if you want to bet some more.
Joe, make it five. On your ass, we go.
Lock.
I like that.
It's 700 to get over there, Joe.
I'm going to get out. Come on, sit in here with me.
Lock.
Don't bet with her, Uncle Sam. I'm gonna pay you for you not to bet with us, you know?
You gonna pay me 500?
I'm gonna pay you to keep fucking Tenfold's name out your goddamn mouth. Every time you try to lead us up to something, we some bad motherfuckers.
Who that? That's Oscar. Damn, why are you so rough on me, Oscar?
Because every time, dog, you try to lead us up into somebody like you know everything, dog. Get up there.
What if I try to lead you into?
Watch it. You're in there, or Red and Keisha, or some stupid shit all the fucking time, dog. All the time, you in there. You're a low key cheerleader.
I'm a low key cheerleader, but I just say I like y'all over Uncle Sam. But okay.
Them messy cans on your ass right now, Joe.
I ain't worried about them motherfuckers. Like I just said, I like them over Uncle Sam, but I like Lucky over them. I mean, goddamn, I can't bet how I want to bet without motherfucker feeling some kind of way.
You can bet the way you want to bet, but sometimes you say some shit that you know how you express yourself, or what if I said is just so bad or so wrong though?
Tell me that much, Oscar.
He got on the phone. He left right here.
Get his ass. Don't let off on. Get Oscar back on the phone. Get his ass. Get his ass. Get Oscar back on the phone.
He got on the phone. You know, he got girl problems and shit. You know, leave him alone. He's doing all right. My bad, Joel.
Well, get somebody else on. Get on. Don't get off him. Get somebody else on his ass.
We try to raise Joel too, man. Don't let that. Hey, y'all remember that a couple weeks ago? He said, "Yeah, I'm going youngster did that," and you know, I mean, we just trying to do it for something friendly, you know.
You talking about with the coup?
Yeah, bro.
I told you I couldn't get there.
Joel. But you know damn well. You know damn well that's gonna be a good little race. You know what I'm saying? I believe you quicker, but fuck it. You know, just $500.
I told him to do what's his name, youngster, junior, or some shit.
I told him.
I was like, look, you know what I'm saying? We out here for all these motherfuckers out of town out here. It don't make sense. For us to run local motherfuckers, there's motherfuckers from out of town here trying to race. That's what I told him. One. For two, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. For three, the race wouldn't got out of no goddamn way because what's the name had all down the goddamn track. So
I know, but your brother was saying one thing and then you were saying one thing.
I keep telling y'all, okay, listen to him, man. He be fucked up.
Joel.
fuck
I
that
know,
shit,
bro.
Well,
he
I
part
just
of the
heard,
crew, bro. You know what I'm
said,
saying?
Said,
like if I'm
it
fucked
sound
up.
Like to me, you got called a D. I'm sorry, because I know we've been having folks online. You is a bicycle with no seat rider. That's what the fuck I heard them call you all ago. Man, get back
God
to that point.
Damn.
That's what the
you
fuck
said
I heard.
You said a bicycle with no seat rider.
The
blue Mustang versus the little red coupe for, you know, something like, you know, it ain't got to be, you know, it ain't got to be nothing stupid or nothing like that, you know?
Just
yeah,
tell him what you're going to do to him. Hey, wait, tell him, say, he's going to be the rider, you're going to be the bicycle with no seat. I mean, yeah, with no seat. Yeah.
But, hey, on some real shit, JP, you was talking about a topic, right? Because since what's name ain't got shit. I got a question. Alan, since you want her, you can probably answer for
anything
me.
Locked? Anything locked?
Don't let him get off. Don't let the heat get off his ass, JP.
You motherfuckers ain't worth the fuck.
He never said he was worth anything. Only thing we said is that you is a bicycle rider with no seat. That's what we said, man.
Don't let him out.
Keep that seat right. Hey, keep that shaft right where it is. K-Dawg, he ain't there yet.
Is it locked?
Alan, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm on here. Say lock.
Come on with your topic. Let me hear. Let me see.
I'm trying to see if Alice is on here, because that way it'd be somebody who actually in the.
Let me ask you a question, Joel, let me ask you a question.
Do you like
a Fisher Price bike or do you like the Husky?
He likes the BMX bike.
Oh, the Mongoose.
Alan.
What's going on, bud?
Alan, you still on here?
Yes, I'm on here, though.
All right. Now, JP, this is a possible topic. Alan, I was going to ask, we were talking about it earlier.
Man,
okay,
get out
so,
the
so
mouth,
shut
man.
The fuck
shit.
Up. Shut the fuck up.
So right now,
you know, saying the hottest thing going is these 484 shootouts and shit, right? So everybody claims to be a 484. How do y'all determine that shit? How do y'all know for sure about a 484 if ain't nobody doing no ticks?
Oh man, boo, it's a bullshit.
Boo my
it's
ass.
Bullshit.
Ain't no,
yeah,
there's no
people
bullshit
there
that
check them, bro.
How y'all check them? Are y'all pumping them?
With a ruler.
Yeah,
y'all
with a ruler, them? a mic, you measure some shit, from boat to boat and shit like that.
Nah, tell him what you do is screw that little one screw, pull the shaft all the way up. You see what I'm saying?
This motherfucker hurt.
And you see how the fucking first
484 he hi, my name is Joel and I'm
damn
scared.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Hey, Joel,
stay
on your ass,
man, boy.
Nick, your mic open, Nick. Your mic open.
Hey,
Joey. What up? What's this 484 thing? That's a new cap class or what? That's the new little hitter.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
What's up, Bradley?
Hey, Nicholas.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, shit. How you doing, man? I seen all that money you're making on Facebook. That's good.
Everybody make
no money, man. I'm just trying to make sure I stay recession-proof, brother. That's
Hey, to be honest with you, I seen that picture. I didn't even know Chevy makes or is that Chevy or GMC? The 5500. That's a badass truck, man.
It's
a 65.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! I didn't even know they made them motherfuckers. That's badass.
Yeah.
They got 484 in it.
Oh.
454.
But listen to me. I'm gonna tell you what the trailer got. The trailer got a hydraulic. It got a hydraulic shaft that go in and out.
So that's what you do for them Klondike bars, huh?
Get up, Joe.
Yeah. I'm good. Hey, I'm good.
They try to kick James Brown when it down. No, you got to get up, man. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Gucci.
Nah, seriously, though, dog. Is you not real shit. Is you seriously trying to figure out how do they check a 484 like dead ass thing? You serious?
No.
You don't know? Or you just trying to?
He wants to get off the
way. Are you trying to get him out of it?
No, yeah. I'm dead serious. I'm just saying, all these shootouts, they keep getting these 44 shootouts, but I ain't never seen nobody talking about they actually taking them. Motherfuckers go to the driver's and take off. Let me ask you a question.
How do you think they know if you a stock bull space small block? Because all the small block shootouts say SBS, which is small block stock bull space.
I mean, it's the same question. How do they check them?
Get in the shootout, you'll find out.
I ain't got that kind of car.
I mean, but you got to stop board space.
Yeah. That one.
Man, I think the only way you can check it is measure the exhaust tube.
Well, from the head?
That,
you measure the head?
Do you measure the head or do you measure the shaft, King?
I'm messing with a death mic so I don't get stuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't fall in.
Oh.
Yeah. I think you measure with the tube, Joe, from tube to tube, center to center. If you got 4.84 inches, then it's a 44. If you got 4.375,
okay,
then it's
my
block 4.
Look, Joe, this is real shit. You know what deck height is, right?
Yep.
All right then.
My deck clean. Clean.
Hey. I got
big deck.
Hey, Nick, everything I ask you,
got to
answer and say addicted. You ready?
Go ahead.
Huh? All right. So if a crackhead can't stop smoking crack, what is he?
A crackhead.
No, addicted. He's addicted. You got to say addicted.
Oh, he's addicted.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay. If an alcoholic can't stop drinking alcohol, what is he?
He addicted.
All right. If a cigarette smoker can't stop smoking cigarettes, what is he?
And addicted.
Joel, get out on that.
If you can't stop asking me the damn questions, what are you?
No. Right. This is the last question. If Joel got caught with his pants down, what hit him?
Addicted.
Oh, shit.
Y'all crazy.
Hey, he got what he got, man.
For real.
Man,
Joel, you know, goddamn well, ain't no grudge racer. He's going to pop his hood for somebody to inspect his engine. Come on. There ain't no tech in grudge racing.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you. Them shootouts, they do shootout people. They do shootout tech, man. They got a tech, man. I done been in a shootout. They got tech.
What shootout?
The 44
You seen Big J said on his post. He said, if y'all worried about it, he gonna have people there. He gonna have somebody there to check cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but Big J, the only one I've seen, Big J, the only one I've actually seen actually say he gonna actually, you know, do it.
Well, if you put down the Michelobes and pay attention to the people who, and when they actually first get there and check their car, you'll see that it's a tech man there getting their car checked.
Joe, they checked them when they kicked Trigger Man out that race. Remember, Joe? They were doing the check then. They checked them.
And what race?
I'm saying he had the motor, but they checked everybody's motor right then and there.
Yeah, but the tech man said it was okay for him to do it. He said he passed tech. It was after they took him.
Telling Joe they do check for them classes.
Yeah, they do. They do.
When you go to
one of them classes, they're gonna have a tech man there. Around here we don't do it because it's just 28, no time, you know. No steel, all glass, pretty much, you know.
Yeah, that's a different class, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying we don't have 484 class, nothing like that. It's, you know, our shootout don't have that. You know.
So what is a big block Chevy from Chevrolet? Is that a 484 bore space? Is that a stock bore space type thing or what? I'm just asking.
If you got a stock block from GM, that is not a 484 bore space.
What is?
Nah, but like a big M block is a 484.
Yeah, like a big big M block is a 484.
Like a big M block or a big block.
Donovan block, all that shit 484.
And then they got 5 inches, and then they got 5.2s and 5.3s
and 5.3s.
So it's the boy's face in between cylinders. That's what it is.
So as far as cubic inch, where's the 484 stop and a 5-inch start?
So that's not stopping it. The day height don't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just whatever you can fit in there.
Cubic inch, cubic inch.
Whatever you can fit in there, shit, that's on you. You can fit 500, 600, 800. That's on you. You know? That's no, you know.
So when they got a no turbo on these 484 classes?
Yeah, they got the small block turbo.
Small block single turbo, I think.
But you can't have a 484 with a turbo?
No. Nice.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm gonna build.
You can build a
now you need to get your race car, not a street car.
Oh, hell, street cars.
Yeah,
even the race cars.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Allie, you ain't got to worry about that motherfucker. It's slow anyway.
You ain't got to worry about
it. Come on over there, feed one of them.
We're in the same class, dog. We're in the same class.
So you and Allie? Well, you did beat Allie before, huh?
Yeah, you done beat me once.
A couple times. A couple times. No, no, don't say just one. Yeah, a couple times, yeah.
Okay, a couple times.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, a couple times.
Twice.
Two is a couple. Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, dos.
You up two. I'm up one. Okay.
Yeah.
So Nick,
like
did
that.
You stick your head in or the shaft?
Man, I can't remember because I think I was drunk. I don't know. I can't remember. Nah, man. Playing around, racing, man. Shit.
This ain't glass. It's plastic. Yeah, I know.
Weak. Just two weak motherfuckers trying to have some fun. That's all.
Huh?
Two weak motherfuckers
trying to have some fun.
Who are you and O'Reilly going to lock in again?
Yeah, he gave me the same raise. No, man, it's your turn to give me something now. Gave it to you.
You gave me the same raise. That's why you're doing it.
Huh?
Okay, you give me the same raise. That's why you're doing
it. Man, come on.
You remember what the race was, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. But y'all never took it.
Yeah, I lost.
Y'all let me get away.
I lost, so,
I don't think it's up here. It ain't up here. You took it back home, didn't you?
Call me, Joe.
Who coming to the, the shootout for the, G-Body? I see, Ms. Graham in there, right?
Yes, sir.
What's it?
Yeah, I like the only Texas calls, you and Ms. Graham.
What shootout?
Texas against the world.
Where is that at?
Alabama. Alabama. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm banking on
Ms. Graham over here to bring that money home.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. One of the motherfuckers said they got damn Black Death is the crowd favorite. I mean, with the favorite to win. I got $500 bet. The old red beat Black Death.
Yeah.
I don't see
getting out
on real.
Didn't the
folks
say they don't spend on their car?
Hey, man. Hey, you drink yourself
on
here.
There
you go.
God damn.
You got a point.
Now, he thought they were going to let him slide in. Now, he tried to get in.
Got a point.
Before his folks come in. Now, he trying to get over the G-Body. The people on your neck, boy.
I ain't worried about it. She don't fade me.
That man said he gonna pay you not to bet with his car. God damn.
Damn.
Maybe that was just for Jesse James. Maybe it wasn't for O-Red. Maybe not.
It's all the same people.
The same people. So that means they need to pay for both bets or what?
Yeah, because I'm betting on both of them.
So they need to pay you back for both bets?
Yep.
Get out of there. So how much that gonna be, Joel? So you Well, you don't want you betting with us. That's it. That's it. how much that gonna be, Joel? $100 and $100 Okay. Bet.
Yeah, I'll take that. $100 and $100 Like I said, I still like y'all. Y'all line up this next year. I like y'all out there.
Boy, that man ain't trying to let that go, man.
I ain't got to.
So you didn't know the folks on the phone when you said that big shit about Jesse James and all. You know they were listening.
I don't give a fuck.
They caught
that shit backfire.
Right,
that shit backfire like a motherfucker on him.
What?
He's still trying to backpedal.
Don't bother me. Not one bit.
Okay. You fly, don't bother me.
Hey,
that's what they really told him.
Hey, that little car had two graduations, well, really three, this past weekend. And Joel Stevens, so shit. The little red
car.
It's cool.
I thought y'all had two.
We had two in the past, fuck that.
Well, I had one, so which is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, you seen the car, ain't like I'm trying to fuck or do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't said nothing. I just said I couldn't get there. That's all I said.
Everybody kept saying, before we even put the chat, talking about, we got this, we got that. Man, we don't got that. We got slower cars so we could fuck with like cars like that. That's all it is. Go
hey.
Have a little fun. We want to have fun, too.
I feel you. I mean, and that's where the action is. That's why, you know, that's why I got what I got.
That's right.
Well, I like you figure the 484.
But if I get some more horsepower, Alan, I might try y'all later on. But right now, I can't get there. Formula ain't simple. I'm not finna big ass and shit like a little motherfucker on this phone.
No, but shit, it's just a rookie driver. Shit, he ain't even fucking. Yeah, he might not even cut a light. Shit, he just started driving. You know that?
Yeah, you right.
Shit, you been leaving on everybody, right?
You right, Bob?
Nah, you a goddamn liar.
You right,
because you came on the shit and said the goddamn Keith left before me, which is fine. I ain't doing no tripping. They can leave all day if they want to.
Who?
Whenever I ran the truck last week on the live feed, you said he left before me, didn't you?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't make sure. I
yeah.
You seen that, bro? He did he? Or what'd you do?
Look like he did. That's cool.
Is anything locked yet? I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's going on? Like, have they ran Joel off? Or, like, what's really going on?
He holding on both hands. He's scared to let go, Ken.
He says, hey, get up, Joel. Get up. Get up.
Yeah, nah. And he ain't gonna let Alan leave till he straighten it out. He ain't gonna let Alan leave till he straighten it out.
832-3549. Mic over. Hey, man. Goddamn, boy. I can't hear you, bro. What'd you say?
They just goddamn, they been talking so bad to Joe Hill tonight. Hell, he need to throw the towel in.
Hey, Joe Hill, they find the background noise.
They must be over there working.
I want to know how you know you can't get there if you don't try the man.
He might have left, Dre. He might be calling off today. Maybe calling off.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm so bad about y'all.
Y'all know that ain't for us.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Lorenzo?
Hey,
nothing. I was getting on some run a little late. I've been busy. Letting everybody know we're running at the Blue Z Blueberry Muffin on the raffle, on the waffle. Anybody interested in getting in on it?
All right.
It's going to be turnkey, just like it said. Details of time slip.
They be finding that background on. Lord have mercy.
That like Drake. You're a motherfucking liar, nigga.
Damn.
I'm not even holding that in.
For we can't get a recap of the race time. Oh, that wasn't Lorenzo Ray. Didn't that race this weekend, King, over there in Dallas? Recap?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I thought we was going to come in and give a brown report. He's trying to get his waffle off.
He's soliciting. He's coming in soliciting.
Okay, well, yeah, so we went in the battle again with we went in the battle with Scrapper this weekend.
Yeah.
Went in the battle with Scrapper this weekend with the... Huh?
I said, yeah, just give us a full race report.
We probably was a grudge race. Everybody was waiting on. We went in a battle with Scrapper this weekend, and I had no decide on the big end. So, I like to say, he lit too rough for the Z. And shootout winner was, what's his name? Got the black truck down in Houston. Won the 490 class. What's his name?
Hillbilly.
Yeah, Hillbilly run the 490 class, and the 510 class was won by, I can't remember the guy's name on that either. Anyway, you know, like I said, successful event, no accidents, everyone had fun, you know, and just that was a great night of racing.
So it's safe to say we get ready to see this new car now since the Z is up for Waffle, huh?
Yeah, it'll be out pretty soon.
How long?
I can't say for sure how long, but it'll be out soon.
What'll be out real soon?
Car. Huh?
Then what new car?
The red bone new car. Yeah, they robbing it off the Z. You didn't hear? The Z gone.
So so what happened? So Scrapper paralyzed there. They got to get rid of the car. Well, how that worked out?
I ain't getting that bullshit, King, but you can find
something else
talking about.
Hey, yeah, I can say paralyzed. Like I said, I can say he paralyzed. He just knows it's out. That's all
I can say. He knows him out, King.
It was a photo finish race.
He broke their nose, man.
He broke my nose, man.
I retired to see. Blueberry Muffin got a whole lot of stuff.
So let me ask you a question. So Quan was driving, okay? And I know Quan and Tony been battling it out for a little while. So who left first? Can we start with that? Because I know Quan and Tony always got the battle on who cut the
Tony,
best light.
Tony left first.
Tony left first. If he knows him, Tony had to leave first. His grandpa knows
him. How much y'all want to bet on that? Each one of y'all said Tony left first. How much?
Oh, shit.
Lock it in right now, and we both got to prove. Lock it in. Who want to bet?
Excuse me.
Who want to bet?
Quan, I got to
bet.
Quan, wait a minute.
I
know you a bad motherfucker, Quan, but you ain't come here and introduce yourself. No, you just come here like you a bad motherfucker.
I came into a goddamn lie. I won't bet.
Quan, hold up. Quan, excuse me. I got a question, man. Quan, was it a nose out up top or was you had a front row seat? Was it a nose out or a drive by or gap? What was it up top?
Yeah.
You don't mind.
Nah, it was a nose. It was a nose out.
What? Oh, it was a nose. Okay, go ahead with
it. It was a photo finish. I had to look up and see who light came on.
Oh, okay.
it was a pretty good goddamn race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you came in all barrific. I'm going to use a different word today. You come in real barrific today, and you saying that Tony didn't leave,
this is the thing, King.
Okay.
And this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Tony are part of race, man.
throughout the years since we first met him, me and Tony done raced a bunch. A bunch. And every time me and Tony race, they say Tony leave first. But every time we done race, Tony haven't left first. So I'm really trying to get what they, why they keep saying Tony always beat me off the tree when that's a lie. Like, when somebody beat me off the tree and I know it.
You beat me off the tree, dog.
Hey, Rizzo, can you get Tony on the phone? Because we need to get the drop. King, this is what they're going to say. I out-kicked his foot at him. But we ain't.
Oh.
We ain't
that don't
even
got nothing to do with the
foot.
But that don't got nothing
so
to do with
so how can I kick 60 foot at him when we ain't even moved a foot? When we release the button, one of them going to raise up before the hood. How is that out 60 foot in them? So what you're saying is how to race.
Man,
started,
when
how
I,
to race is. Me. No, listen.
When
how to race.
That just means he got a better 60 foot.
No, that ain't no. What happened? I be this now. Don't get it wrong. We did have 60 foot him, but that one that was not what determined who left first. I moved. I saw him still sitting. The last time I raced Tony when we beat him in Scrapple, I saw Tony move first.
I saw him still
sitting when I turned the button loose.
So
what you're saying is, King, you stop and you yank that pacifier out that baby's mouth. That's what you said.
So,
King, I'm going to tell you, this is what I got in my mind. When they told me we were locked in with Tony, I had already been kind of thinking about this shit anyway. But when they said we locked in with Tony, check it out. I said, you know what? This is what I told myself. I said, you know what? I'm going to go back to cutting these motherfucking lights like I started off doing, cutting motherfucking heads off.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is this a driver contemplation / conversation with himself while he in the driver's seat while everybody outside the car?
This was a week before we even got it today. I already had told myself because see every time I race somebody, the tree come up. So I told myself. And I have been slacking, like, you know, I've been cutting decent lights, you know, winnable lights, you know. But I told myself, I said, you know what? The next time I get in the fucking race car, it wasn't even about the race. The next time I get in the fucking race car, every fucking shakedown, I'm trying to kill this motherfucking tree. You know, King, I made 3 passes in Scrapple before we actually raced Tony. You know what them 3 passes were?
I'm listening, but we listening. You got to wear a 009, 009, and a 12.
I made it my motherfucking business to beat that man off the motherfucking tree. They need to stop taking that shit away from me. Like, it's okay for him to get beat off the tree? Like, that ain't it for real.
Where is Tony, y'all? Where is Tony, man? Tony, get in here, Tony.
I just called him. He working on the car at the shop. I just called him.
Me and Tony, whether he won't say I bring the best out of him or not, but I think we bring the best out of each other because he a bad motherfucker on the tree. And I like to think I'm pretty decent on the tree, too.
Right.
I just want him to give me my credit when I leave first and stop saying I outkick the Twitter man.
Okay, so but this weekend you put that shit to rest.
No, it ain't. I see it's not the rest. But
they say you bad to meet Tony on the tree. Corn, that's what I heard.
You say what?
They say long as Tony on the other side, you bad on the tree. When the Tony get up there, you ain't bad no more. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I've been hearing all that shit too, K Dog. I've been hearing. Hey, but one thing, hey K Dog, you know, one thing about it. About the last 4 or 5 times we done raced,
Boy, I done turned that motherfucking wind light on, boy. Ooh, I done turned that motherfucking wind
light on. You hear me? It is all that counts. We don't race for who let buddy go. We don't get money on this all the time.
All I want is my due credit when I beat my man off the tree. That's all I ask for. Yeah, the man done beat me off the tree before. Shit, I ain't gonna lie about y'all. Hell yeah. But I done definitely beat him off the tree before, too, more than once. That's all I ask for. Give my due credit, man.
Corn, I give you credit. I tell people all the time, I say, you're a good driver. Like a lot of people say, man, I want a Mexican driver. I say, no, Corn, a good driver. I said, I'll put him up there against the best. I say it all the time. You're a good driver.
I appreciate that,
buddy. I ain't got no reason to lie. I tell people all the time, he's a good driver. You got to be on your game when you get up there with him.
I appreciate it. And I know you. Well, I know when we used to run together, you used to goddamn advocate for me. Hey, we put him in one of these cars. So I appreciate that, buddy.
Oh, that's dead.
I'm glad we finally made the trip with y'all, and it was a good race. I mean, y'all just, our muscles on top end.
Hey, that motherfucker, this how the race went, y'all. We left. I pulled him through, the first 100 feet. I pulled him. Got in the middle of the track. I could hear him a little bit, but I couldn't see him. But, boy, when we got about, right before that mile power cone, that blue motherfucker was right there on side of me. I said, glory. I looked up at that motherfucking light. All I can do is look up at the light. And that bitch started blinking for me. I said, ooh, we got it.
Yep.
What is that? You got him. Job done. It's over with.
Job done. Ooh, we. Shit.
Yeah. All I can do is pay off and say, hey, the better man. Can't I run him with this car?
That sound like some good grudge racing shit. You know what I'm saying? Two people, two camps, two people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard them had the battle out. And they had a nice, good goddamn time. That's what we like to hear. That's
great. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead,
buddy. I said, hey, it ain't no hard feelings, you know, when we race each other. I mean, just somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. We're going to high five and talk before the race, after the race. We're going to, dap each other up. It's a good race, you know. Leave it at that.
Good report.
Ain't no arguing about the money. It's going to be whatever it was. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, no, because, hell, I was over there at T-Shop the other night kicking it with them shit. Hell.
Yeah.
Hey, Renzo, so new car going to be able to run with them?
I feel like I ain't worried about nothing with the new car. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, Dre, listen.
Oh.
If we just ran this man head up and there was photo finish and they bring another car out, the man just said they can't get there with that car, and they bring another car out, we all would like to think the bitch can't go faster. So, I mean, goddamn, Dre, now, shit now. You feel me?
But they're getting rid of the whole car, though, Quan. They're getting rid of the whole blue car. You never know what the other one's going to do. They're getting rid of the whole car.
Hey, you don't know what it's going to do, but your expectations is for it to do better. You don't buy nothing to go slower.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Not supposed to.
That's why I say your intention. Intentions are to go faster.
Yeah.
We all want to go faster. That's one thing about this race, and I don't give a fuck. You can go faster than you ever been today, and next week you're going to want to go faster than that. So, I mean, this shit is how it is.
Yeah. I don't think I wish we had more races around here that would get up and race.
Man, what are you talking about?
I think
y'all gonna be sitting out just like us till we get ready, cause ain't nobody gonna be up to win the race.
You know, ain't nothing about the shootout.
You got a point.
And see, that's a damn shame when you want to put four car shootout together instead of getting two cars to get up there and go man to man. You want to try to run for everybody.
You, you can get more people in, you know, when you do a shootout.
Damn,
that's the whole thing about that. I mean, but the thing about people so scared, they won't get up there and do that. That's why you have to do a shootout sometime to get them in there and get your man that way.
It's not no motherfucking
Dre,
shootout.
Dre, your phone breaking up, Dre.
Dre, come out that monkey cage. Come out that monkey cage.
hey, King B.
Go stick somewhere to start.
Dre, you my homeboy. Dre,
that's all right. I talk rough to you. Now, say, man, this old shootout shit, these shootout shit need to stop, though, man. Because if you want to gamble with them up, if you want to grudge race a motherfucker, grab your man. Two cars need to go down side by side by their motherfucking self. You know, instead of having four car, six car, eight car, two guys, fuck all that, man.
Dre, that's the only time you can get your man sometimes on the shootout. They might not want to get up their head up with you.
Yeah,
you get them in that shootout, and then you push
race.
A pot. If you don't do that sometimes, you ain't going to get no action at all.
Yeah, well, I'd rather not have no action at all than fucking with this shootout shit.
If I go to the track and I'm taking the car out there, whatever way I can get me a race on, that's what I'm gonna do. If I gotta get in the shootout to get my man, when I grab him, I'm gonna tell him, let's bet some on the side and push something at him. And he can't do nothing when you push something at him in the shootout.
Franzo, if that's how you wanna do it, that's fine. That's your way of racing. But I'm just saying, me preferably, I don't prefer no shit like that. I'm from the old school. Well, it was always two cars going down side, two motherfuckers getting each other's face, arguing with each other for a few minutes.
Like I just told Quan, with us being down for a minute.
Yeah, there's some new wave shit. This four car, six car, eight car, car count minimum, man. That's some new wave bullshit.
Thing about the way it is nowadays, like I said, like I told Quan a while ago, with us being down for a minute, they might not be racing nobody. Ain't nobody stepping up to the plate to run.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's not drugs racing. That's class racing shit.
How's the class racing when you want to run a man, the man won't run you?
No. I'm talking about the four-car shootout bullshit. Eight-car shootout bullshit. Why ain't nobody going to run the scrapper, Lorenzo?
I mean, just like us, if Scrapple was down, who else around us if Scrapple was down?
Neither one of y'all famous, hey, so I don't know why they wouldn't run y'all.
You said what?
Neither one of y'all fast, so why they wouldn't run y'all? What's the point?
Oh, God.
They scared of racing
or what? Oh, God. Dang. Where that disrespect come from?
I'm just saying, they ain't no high caliber cars,
Dre. I'm just saying, on the real, they ain't no high caliber cars where a motherfucker don't feel like they got a chance.
That's what I'm just saying.
They was sitting in front of the pack. They ain't no high caliber cars, so anybody should feel like they got a chance to run them. There's a lot of cars that I feel like run them that don't run.
We feel the same way. There's a lot of cars that should be getting up there running, but they won't run.
It's also, you know, the levels to
certain speeds when you get to. So, you know, they might not be no fucking Jesse James or nothing, but for that, in their class, they respect it. So that's why a lot of times come in where you might not get no race.
That a lot of times come down to who drives the car. A lot of people scared of the driver.
Like I say, I'm from the old school, and two motherfuckers get up there and talk shit and didn't want to grudge.
Well, see, that's the thing, man. This is the new school, man. The old school, man. I know what you're saying, Dre, but shit changed, though, big dog. We got that down get ran over.
And I just wish for one time, Quan, it go back to being like it used to be, man. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That would be lovely.
I'd like for it to go back to what it used to be,
not this new wave of shit that's going on.
You got this kind of car, your suspension is this, and you and this and that,
we can't run you. And then as soon as they see the car make a goddamn dud pass, lock it in. Well, man, lock it in, motherfucker.
Let's go. That's new wave bullshit, man. I ain't listening to none of that. I don't like it. Man, that's just me. The 4-car, 8-car, 10-car shootout shit, I do not like that, man. I'm just a fan, but I don't like the shit.
I mean, sometimes that's the only way you can get your land, though.
I'm used to motherfuckers, you know, hey, man, what the fuck you want to do tonight? Oh, motherfucker, lock in. Let's go. Okay, there you go. There you go. Right there. Two motherfuckers side by side going on down. Not, hey,
it
man,
ain't
you
no
put race. 500 up. This motherfucker put 500 up. This motherfucker put 500 up. That motherfucker, a $2,000 pot when y'all can just go ahead and make one pass for the whole 2,000.
I understand what you're saying, Dre, but like I say, the racers ain't like that now.
Yeah, but like I say, and this is just my preference, I wish it would go back to being like it used to be. Now, I might not be the only one that feel like that. You might have some of these new cats that love that 4-car, 8-car shit. But me, I like the old school way of racing.
I mean, I love that, too. I'd rather do a, you know, one shot, one kill. I'd rather do that, too, than the shootout. But,
well,
like I say, sometimes you have to revert to a shootout to make the action happen.
I'm not going to sit here and say you don't, because you do nowadays. You got to goddamn kind of fall in line with what's going on, really, to be honest. Like, okay, say, friends, look at Jesse James now. They locked in two motherfuckers that they going to be in a goddamn shootout with any fucking way. So, you know, they going down, even though they still in that goddamn 4-car shit shootout, they still locked them in the grudge race.
I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, just like I said, it's the same thing. Get your man, lock him in the grudge race. They locked in first round of the shootout, supposedly. You call your man up first round of the shootout. You get the grudge off, it's still been the shootout.
It's still, but still, that shootout shit, man. Fuck that.
I mean, however you can make the action happen, that's what you got to go with.
Like I say, it's if that's what it is nowadays, that's what it is. But it's just that, hey, man, old school way of racing was always the best way.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's – more people on the East Coast take more chances than we do over here.
And that's true. It's a lot of motherfuckers down here got calls and not even trying to bring the motherfuckers back out no more.
Well, they got them and they be out with them. They just won't race. They scared
when
to
the
race.
Last time,
but you tell
when the last time y'all seen Venom? Like, Venom ain't been out since we ran that motherfucker 4 years ago.
Well, I mean, I can't speak on that.
I'm just saying, man, you know, it's a lot of damn cars down here, and they motherfuckers, shit, they just in hibernation.
It'd be a lot of cars at the track. Yeah, it ain't got to be cars. There's probably a lot of cars at the track that can go. They just won't go. I mean, they test out. They test for the whole month long. No event coming up. Then event day, they still
now,
test.
I get it. Now, this is what I get. I get everybody don't grudge racing. Now, that's true. Everybody don't grudge racing. Everybody not trying to race for money. But, you know, for the motherfucker that you know is real cold-hearted grudge racers, they need to get back to the real deal.
Well, that's what we plan to stay with, grudging. You know, if it comes down to having to get in the shootout to get action, I mean, we might do that, but we strictly want to just get our man the grudge.
See, I'm going to tell you when the racing came back alive around him. When Bill hit the scene three, four years ago, racing came back alive for a little while. Aston went watered down again around here.
But we try to keep it live on air as much as possible, you know.
When you got cars like Big Pressure is leading Houston for racing, that's not really worth a damn. Not saying, you know, Big Pressure, you know, that say, Larry, going on with that shit you trying to start,
yeah,
man, because I ain't trying
to say Big Pressure, weak motherfucker.
Like that. Huh?
You'll get up, oh, boy.
I ain't saying about
Drake. I mean, Jay, think about this. You can't. I don't talk down on no man that's bringing that.
And
I don't care how fast he is, how slow he is.
You
know.
Sidwell came out late last year, and he just took over for Houston real quick like that, man. I'm not taking nothing from him. No,
yeah.
He's doing his thing. He did his thing. He took over.
Yeah.
But look how late he came out, and look at all the other motherfucking cars that was always together and never did do a damn thing. And here this man come out late in the goddamn year, had, what, 4 or 5 grudge racing? Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they might have not been no high quantity shit, they still were grudge racing. Hell, they still got paid off of them. So, I mean, you know, hey, when you got a man that's leading the pack like that, then it's something wrong.
Yeah.
And you got motherfucker. Oh man, I can't get there. You just heard it tonight. For your own goddamn mouth. I can't get there.
I mean, thing about grudge racing. Sometimes you have to take a chance.
There you go. You don't know if you can get there or not. Shit.
God, that man can turn the cherries on. He can blow the tires, anything. I mean,
that motherfucker blow the tires, turn that brick. That he'll turn that goddamn apple upside down out there. Any goddamn thing, he go up in the air. You go right around him. So shit, man. You can't say well enough. Here. I can't get there. I ain't gonna race. But I can't get there.
Then nothing. So you ain't gotta run for no big money. I mean, $1,000 pot cool.
Yeah. This is that old segregational ass racing that's going on right now.
You said what kind of racing?
Segregational. This motherfucker rocks us to sleep with that.
They don't
shit.
Do it, Jay. They don't do it.
We ain't seen the grudge. We ain't seen the grudge since Little Eric came out.
Hey, hold up, homeboy. That's why you ain't been hearing me say nothing about the motherfucking grudge. When it do come out, who is you? You want to look at him?
Nah, they won't look at him, though.
Nah, I'm talking to you. You the one spoke up.
They want
to
look at it. They want to look at
you.
You hollering my cars ain't been out, though, Drake. You saying cars ain't been out.
But
so
do you
want to
look at
it?
Hold up, sir. Hold up, sir.
Oh, shit, they try to keep James Brown when he was down. He coming back.
Who are you, man? What's your name?
I'm just saying. Don't worry about it. You speaking
no
on calls. I'm speaking on calls. I'm a fan. I'm a fan like you. I'm a fan like you.
Too. Hey, well, hold up,
okay.
Fan. Get you a seat and shut the hell up. Don't speak on the group.
So
come on, Dre. Don't talk
like
to the fans
say,
like that. Dre, don't do that. Dre.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
We ain't seen the
grass
since Little Eric came out.
Man, I'm not – listen, you worried about the grudge. We not. The grudge not running right now,
just
man. We talking about calls.
We talking.
We
talking
about
man.
Calls
hey,
that are up and
we
running
talking.
Right now. You already know when the grudge
we,
get back nah, together,
you,
that
you
motherfucker
say
gonna
run. You named Venom. You named Venom. Venom ain't been out, man, and ain't ran that bitch to the track in years.
I
so
said
why you bring Venom not up and running.
The last time we ran Venom, shit.
But Venom not – Drake, Venom not up and running. So why don't you bring up Venom, man, and I bring up the grudge, man, you get mad.
I just said that's a car that ain't been out, man, in years.
We ain't seen the
grudge
until Little Eric came out.
You a goddamn liar.
So what's the
grudge was out earlier this year. What the fuck is you talking about, dude?
When? Man, the grudge ain't raised nobody since Little Eric been out.
Why? Okay, why are you worried about the grudge anyway? Let me just clarify.
No, sir.
Yes,
it's not
sir.
That
yes,
I'm worried
sir.
About
yes,
it.
Sir.
It's not that
you
worried about
worried.
You saying about the
car.
So why are you worried about Venom?
Hold on, man. Hold on, man. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna autograph your shirt for you with the grudge on there. That way you'll know.
I don't want
no
mustache shirt. I want no mustache shirt.
I'm
going to autograph yours. Whatever shirt you wear today. Whatever shirt you come out there, I'm going to autograph that motherfucker.
Mustache shirt? Is that a bitch?
Wait a minute. Why does your got to be mustache?
Call that nigga mouth. Hey. Call that nigga mouth, mother.
Hey.
Talking that old mustache.
How long you been holding that shit in? That's all
he's saying. Right, we good, Dre. Right, we good. I'm just saying, Dre. I'm just saying. Nah, you just saying the wrong. Hey, we good, but you saying the wrong shit, man. I'm talking about cars that's up and running. The Grudge.
But you mentioned Venom. You mentioned Venom, Dre. Come on, man. You mentioned Venom. Man, these cars out here today weigh. Come on, man. Venom way behind time on the cars out today. Come on, man. You know that.
Now, he ain't way behind time on shit. That's still a 120. That's still a 127-foot wheelbase-ass motherfucking tool-tacked-ass car. Don't get it twisted.
Man, behind time with that car in today's race, man. Come on, Dre, you know
behind
that.
On shit. How the hell are you behind on time?
You got a little Dre, man. You can't keep Dre Bryan when he dies.
I want to say one last thing on the raffle we're doing. It's going to be a 300 spot. You get the car turnkey the way it sits. Race ready. Everything pretty much fresh in the car. Well, fresh. Got a first pull, 500. Second pull, 1,000. Third pull, 1,500. Fourth pull, win the car, 30,000.
Shit, I ain't gonna
get
with me. Hold on. Why not if the fifth pull of the car? Why not the whole 60,000 or whatever y'all get for it?
Dre, I'm doing my raffle the way I want to do it. They got
out
30,000 or they get the car.
I'm gonna stay out there
about the hey Dre basically I'm gonna go see it for Renzo since Renzo. What you call him? Martin Luther King.
Who?
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, M.I.K.
No one said he basically tell you to stay out of his motherfucking business. That's cool.
I'm gonna put the spot up so I can get in the motherfucking walk.
I ain't gonna lie to you. If I buy me a spot, somebody win 30,000, y'all better run me my motherfucking money back. Don't be knocking at your door. Hey. Shit. The lotto take. You see how much money the lotto take out, and I can't get my tree right back? Shit.
Hey,
King,
I know one thing I found out
tonight.
The
Grudge
got a fan on him.
Lock in, Lil' Larry. You saw a bigger fan I am, Lovin.
Lock in, Lil' Larry.
Hey, Lil' Larry. Look out, Larry.
What you want to lock Lil' Larry in with? Lock Lil' Larry in, man.
Larry.
You said lock in the layer, man.
You said I'm a fan of the Grudge. I said if you lock Lil Larry in with the Grudge, you're a bigger fan I am of the Grudge.
Who's talking for Lil Larry? Locking in.
Nah, I'm talking for me. I ain't talking for nobody. I'm talking for me. You said who fan I am. You don't know who fan I am. I'm everybody's fan.
You a fan. You had my lock in Lil Larry, so I'm thinking you got booking rights to the motherfucker. Lock it in.
Nah, you said the fan I am. I'm telling you the fan I'm not.
Hey, this conversation over with.
Oh, I forgot who I'm talking about. My bad.
That ain't this conversation. Damn.
What happened, man? Quick thing, man, you start this shit in love.
Game B, down goes Frazier.
Man, Grudge did. We ain't seen that motherfucker since Lil Larry came out. That motherfucker did.
What did?
Grudge did.
I know Tyson dead too, shit. I bet he won't get his motherfucking ass up there with
him. Bush dead.
Tyson
y'all got that motherfucker at the pawn shop yet? Y'all got the Grudge at the pawn shop yet? We got, hey,
Hey, Ms. Graham been at the pawn shop. So, but when K-Dawg picked up Ms. Graham, we seen the grudge sitting up there, and it had a 90-day notice on it.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something. I'm not running no fucking Ms. Graham. I'm not running no fucking little ass. We ain't got nothing for them motherfuckers. So, y'all might as well. Little Larry and Miss Graham.
Oh. Dre, you going back on what you said a while ago?
Uh-oh.
You going back on what you said a while ago?
I just said,
we were just talking a while ago. How you know you can't get there?
Well, I just wanted to see if a motherfucking man that was talking for Little Larry could lock Little Larry in. Now, if he was going to lock the car, and I just been like, nah, no problem. I don't want none of that. But what you talking about, Renzo?
I'm just saying that we were talking about a while ago about people, you know, don't want to get in the band because they say they can't get there. I mean, how they know they can't get there?
Damn, JP, you ain't got that baby. JP, you ain't got that baby. You ain't got that baby button over there. You ain't got a baby button over there.
First, blowed our ass wide open. The second time was in the shootout. The third time was through a race. So the second time in the shootout, he went up in there. The third time in the grudge race, he went up in there. The motherfucker's standing on the ground now. So what we see and what we can understand, I want no parts of it.
But think about Dre, y'all regrouping, I mean, and whatever they doing, I mean, y'all, know, y'all might be fighting them when y'all come back out.
Well, where you get that shit from you talking about?
Okay.
I'm just trying to say, what
if you post it on Facebook, what else you gonna say? I know
get
y'all
up,
ain't y'all
get
ain't.
Up, Dre.
Yeah, I mean, you post it on Facebook.
What I posted?
Well, you didn't post it. Well, one of y'all posted at the camp, the first piece.
What did we post?
Like I just said, the first piece.
Huh?
The first piece. That's all I'm saying.
What did you see us post on there, man?
The first motor.
The first motor.
Fresh motor. I know you can come back with the same thing.
No, I don't know.
A lot of capping in this motherfucker.
Huh?
I ain't never seen none of that you talking about.
Well, it was on Facebook. I'm sure I'm not the only person saw it on Facebook.
What's that?
What did it look like?
A motor. That's what it looked like, a motor.
Oh, okay.
What's that, buddy?
Not Britney Stratus. No, I'm talking about Drake. I told Drake talking about you know they can't get through that car. So y'all, I know y'all regrouping everything. Y'all post on Facebook the first motor y'all got. So how you know you can get there or not? Yeah, I know y'all gotta be faster.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
You can't hide it when it was on Facebook.
Man, listen. Like I've been saying for the longest, man, those two cars right there, I'm going to bypass them. Now, I run some more cats around, but I'm going to bypass them.
JP, where that commercial
right
truck bagging up at?
You want to run Scrapple?
Yeah, we going to get Scrapple. We want him.
Oh, okay. So you'll run Scrapple, but you won't run Ms. Graham.
Yeah, well, y'all got lucky against Ms. Graham. They hadn't had the motherfucker tested yet. The car had.
Yeah, you going to speak on them people camps.
Scrapple ain't never ran Ms. Graham.
Scrapple
ain't ran Ms. Graham?
No. Nasty Graham. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want Nasty, we want Scrapper, we want motherfucking that red Z-body down there. Yeah, we want
you like I was back in the day, but shit, you wouldn't last 2 minutes back in the day with that damn scary-ass shit you be talking about.
hey, Paul, yeah, what? I am back in the day. So, do Scrapper want to try the grudge when he come back out?
No, sir.
the class.
All right. What, you like nasty that? Monster?
You like
that?
The class. You like that?
No, I don't like that.
I know it.
I like to compare Quan to my driver. Let's see who lead that motherfucker first then.
Man, don't do that, man. God damn. Don't do that.
I will compare you to my driver anytime.
Ask your driver who was the one that really made him start goddamn getting on his job on the tree. Ask him that.
Now, it wasn't y'all.
Well, ask him and see what he tell you.
Man, let me tell y'all something. Before we even knew y'all, that man was cutting that tree down.
Was not a tree. Couldn't cut no trees, man. I know more about your man than you. Get him on the phone. Ask him who started getting on his ass by leaving on that tree. Get him on the phone. Since you goddamn know.
Uh-oh.
Told you, I'm the shaft. I'm going to straighten shit out around this motherfucker. This goddamn capping and lying and shit. Get him on the phone, Dre.
Uh-oh.
That's the chef.
He was sleeping when he answered the phone. I was like, go back to sleep, man. I ain't gonna wake you up with this bullshit. But no, one thing about it, Quan, the man was cutting trees before y'all even goddamn even came around.
Let's not get it twisted now. Dre, I'm telling you what a God man. The man can cut the tree to save his life, man. I know this for a fact.
Well, he used to run on that. I know a long time ago he used to run on that pro-tense tree shit or whatever that is. That when one bulb go down, all that.
That's a fool tree.
No, fool tree. He run on pro tree. What he run on now?
Nah, he was running on pro-tense tree at first. See, I seen him running on
what we run on now, pro tree.
Yeah, he started running on that later on. He was always running on the other goddamn tree.
When I met him, he was running pro tree, and he couldn't take no light.
Okay. But he damn sure chopping them holes down.
I don't know. But since I've been on him, I'm telling you what I know.
I ain't going to lie. I think you the best motherfucking driver in Texas, shit. I don't think nobody else will fuck with him.
I don't know.
Hey, nigga, if we can hit the wall and still cut the fucking light on, what do it matter to you, JP?
I just asked you, the wall off the wall.
You hit the goddamn wall and hit the other side of the goddamn wall. So what the fuck is you talking about?
I wasn't racing
that's
nobody.
Not
I was racing
myself. Come on, man.
You did that son of a bitch all up, and your first time driving the motherfucker. So
hey,
what is you talking about?
Hey, Quan, let him talk. Cause I'm going to fuck that grudge up, the weak bitch.
Man, y'all ain't nothing in y'all camp to fuck with us, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Hell,
but you already declined two races out the camp.
Yeah,
come on,
I
Dre.
I saw it.
All right
it.
Then.
But
okay.
I'm talking about these other motherfuckers that's talking for the camp, the misdemeanor shit you got over there. I run that motherfucker.
Wait a minute, man.
That Jay must be getting real good tonight, boy. He hitting on all eight tonight.
Dre, if that's the misdemeanor shit, what's the felony shit?
They ain't got no. Flacco got the felony over there. He got the misdemeanor case.
Oh, shit. Flacco, y'all over there with this whole misdemeanor ass shit. Oh, damn.
Yeah. But like I said,
so I guess
man,
you got Capers profile. So I guess you got Capers profile.
I just want to see some of this racing get back to, you know, where it used to be, baby boy, because that's where the fun and the good high side come in. And you can't do all that shit in the motherfucking shootout. You got to make 4 or 5 passes, hope your shit don't break, man. Fuck all that.
Good report, Jay. Good report.
I'm going to get with a couple of these cats from up east, man, and I'm going to see if I can't get one of them to get a race going on.
East Coast Dre. East Coast Dre, y'all. East Coast Dre. East Coast Dre.
Yeah. Well, however you want to say it, I would take the 18 from Texas over there to the east, and we would, and you know, you got to have the people that's really going to grudge on the 18, like the B team.
Okay, Dre, come on with the 18. What's 18, Dre? Let's hear 18, Dre.
Yeah, I want to know because I'm on the B team. I want to know on the 18. You put me on the B team last time, Dre.
Okay, now you done moved up to the A now, man. You're an A-minus. Oh,
the man called you A-minus, K-Dog. Yeah.
Let me hear the rest of the list. Damn you, King. I'm gone. Let's hear the rest of the list, Dre. Let's hear the rest of the list.
Let's see, you got JJ, you got Jesse. I'm going to name the 5 out of Dallas that I would take over there and race with. I would take Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fuck around and take Cannon Man once he get his shit together. Lorenzo, just shut up, King. It's my motherfucking list. Huh,
that's his list, King. Be quiet.
I'd take Lorenzo and Tony now. Of course, I had to take Quan Big Mouth ass because the motherfucker love to talk shit. And one more motherfucker out of Dallas that love to race that I probably would take over there probably would be 48. Now, that'll be my 5 out of Dallas. Now, out of Houston down this way, it'll be Bushnell, of course, K-Dog, of course, Lil Man, okay. Let's see, we have Bubba and Lil B on them for one. And then one more motherfucker I think over there probably would be that on Camaro with the black front end on it. God damn, man, who the fuck is that?
Messing your goddamn report up.
The Turbo Mustang, Jay? Huh?
The Turbo Mustang? I mean Camaro?
Yeah, the orange, Glenn.
Oh, man.
No, Glenn.
So where King going, Jay?
Well, you know, I use him as an alternate right now, so my boy ain't got his shit up and running yet. He alternate,
okay,
though.
Okay. But what side you going to Houston or Dallas?
Huh?
Which side King going to be, the Houston or Dallas?
He going to be in between both, because he's part of both.
Oh, okay. You speaking some facts, Jay? I'm just checking.
That's why I say,
Dre, you got me fucked up. I'm Oak Cliff America's motherfucking heart. I don't know what the fuck you mean.
You mean,
yeah.
Got a 490.
Hey, hold up. I forgot one. I'd take Big D on the ass too, because you know he going to get the capping and rapping, and goddamn, he going to make something happen.
Well, look, Jay, my camp coming out is with me. I ain't on one car. My whole camp coming with me, Jay. So,
Well, if that's the case, but you can't bring Flacco, because that motherfucker done flashed that boat.
So you can't bring him. Flacco got to stay out of the way.
Okay, okay.
You know, that's grudge racing. Bad grudge racing 101. Not class racing, showing times and shit.
But Greg, the man sit out and just grudge race, who are you going to race?
Well, you know, ain't nobody going to fuck with him because they done saw his time. They know not to go up there fucking with that truck, man. That's the first thing.
You know why
he
started showing times, though, Dre?
That
you know why he started showing times, though, Dre, right?
So wasn't nobody racing.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't fault the man for wanting to race.
I'm not knocking that, but I'm just saying now if you try to stick him in the grub race, the first thing they're going to say is, hell no, block him past the border.
That's right. I'm back on mute.
That's the first thing going to come out of the motherfucking mouth. They're going to try to hide behind that flash board, bullshit.
Well, guess King the only one had a problem with your list, King and JP.
Yeah, well, you know, King gets salty every once in a while, but I'm going to put a little bit of pep on that salt. Fuck it.
Boy, Dre, you better go jump off the motherfucking Mississippi Bridge, son, bitch.
That's all good. Damn, King, the Mississippi River, you want me to jump in that big-ass river? God damn.
Damn, Dre, where you going to be at the Mississippi River, boy? That thing flow a long way, Dre.
That motherfucker go a long way. Dog. That motherfucker go past Tennessee and everybody else. What the fuck? How many end up at, man?
We don't know,
Kentucky,
Dre.
Something?
Yeah. We don't know.
My own partner.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
You left one more out up here.
Oh.
Ho daddy?
Nah, I ain't shit. I ain't worried about the whole order, daddy.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about a traveling grudge.
I ain't left out no whole daddy. I know my list. Now, if you want to add whole daddy to your list, make you up one to put it on there. But I
that was very crazy. I know my list.
I would like to put a Texas team together. You know, we come together and go to the other states and, battle it out with.
Yeah, I mean, but the whole thing about it, man, I've been talking about this shit for the last 5 years. It's hard to get some of these people from him to go over there. Because it's hard for them damn fools to come back over here because they all about all Texas too far and all that shit. But goddamn, it's far both ways. It's far for us to come over there, but it ain't far for y'all to come back over here. So a lot of people done got kind of, struck with that bullshit right there. You can't get the East Coast to come over here, but we can go over there. No, that's why, you really can't put a Texas team together to do that. We done went over there a bunch of that damn time and try to get them to come back this way, and it's always some fucking lies.
Good report, Dre.
Oh, not the fish, bitch.
Dre, you on one tonight, man. What happened? You got to turn a new leaf, or what's going on?
Dre ain't fucking around.
He ain't cussing or nothing. He's coming with the straight facts. He ain't bullshitting.
So Dre, what you think we need to do around to get more people to race?
Shit, stop playing this shootout shit and just make two motherfuckers get up and go. Even if this is for $500, motherfuckers get scared of the price. Oh, man, that motherfucker want to run me for $1,000. I ain't got no $1,000. What about $500? What about $300? Ain't nothing. That's some gas.
I don't think why $1,000 should be a bad race for anybody because enough people in the camps to do that, I believe.
Yeah, if you got five motherfuckers in your camp and y'all can't come up with $1,000, there's something wrong with that camp.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, what's wrong with the count? If you can't go, what would be wrong with the count?
Man, I don't know. Them motherfuckers gambling that no go ass money. They got a house.
Dude, what's wrong
y'all can't keep Zane Bryan winning down, boy. I ain't going to keep him down.
Yeah, hey, nah, but everyone want to know something, ask Dre. Look like Dre telling it all tonight, man. Ask him tonight why you got him talking right. I ain't got nothing for you. Dre, oh, I got a question. Dre, I got a question.
Yeah, Dre, go ahead, Dre. What's up? What's up?
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you three. I want three.
Right.
Give me the top three grudges you want to see in Texas.
The top three?
Just give me three. Just give me three. You don't have to be in particular order. Your three brothers.
God damn, man, with all that noise, man. Come on with the noise, sir. Whoever, please. Say, the first race I'd like to see, though, is probably you and Lil Red. I mean, you and Old Red. That'll be a nice G-body on G-body, you know, deal. The second race I'm trying to see is probably, I want to see DC. Get at Joel and them ass, because I'm sick of them popping off at the mall. All right. And that third race, you know, the third race, I want to see Tanner Man and Lil Man get at it. That's what I want to see. I really want to see that.
That's some good choices, bro. That's some good choices.
Yeah, I want to see that one now. That's the bad. That's the motherfucker I want to see. That purple motherfucker, I mean, that gray motherfucker with them purple maroon stripes go at Candy Man. They had knocked the candy out that motherfucker.
So you trying to get your daddy for Jesus type deal. Sound like to me, Dre.
That's what it sound like. What it look like, too. I love it. And D.C. and D.C. against goddamn D.C. running against goddamn Joel. And them, I love D.C.
What's going on? Black skin
car. DC, damn right.
Yeah. I think that's not like a fire race.
That's a damn good race. I like DC with a little bit of space on that one, though.
That race pop off.
We get to call back out. That race pop off.
When is it going to happen? When it's gonna happen, man? Thing in OWK camp, I like. Now what? What's up, Joey? When that's gonna happen?
Boy, back on me.
That nigga boy went right back on me when I asked him when.
Yeah, cause you move too fast, dude.
Yeah, them would be some nice old races right there. Shit.
Yeah, it sounds like some good action now.
What about what's out there away?
I'd like to see whole daddy and Lil Larry get it on one time. That'd be a nice one too.
Man, get the fuck out of here, Dre. You was doing good.
You don't think whole daddy got run Lil Larry?
Nah, I don't think that's a good one.
Yeah, Dre, you were, I'm with them. You was on the little roll, but nah. I mean,
hey, man, that's still a good one to me. If whole daddy was going to get a scrapper one and fucking one, how in the hell he can't goddamn run Lil Larry?
He wasn't giving one and one. He just giving the back tie.
No, he was getting y'all one and one, wasn't it, Quan?
Back tie.
Oh no, he's gonna run past.
I'm gonna tell you a good one that would be nice. Lil Man and Bad Hombre.
Who's Bad Hombre? That
orange truck up down here.
Another would be nice. Hey, another would be nice. Be Lil Man and goddamn bad company.
Nah,
Bad Company can't get there. The silver come out with the purple
bad
stripes on the trunk. Got the black front end. Now, Lil Man and Bad Hombre be a good race.
Oh, well, shit, we might even try Lil Man with Lil Blue. Lil Man and Lil Blue.
I bet you won't do it. I get him to lock outside of my...
If y'all talking about Bad Hombre and Lil Man and all that, and Bad Company...
Hey, fuck it.
Yeah, let's do that. Lil Blue and Lil Man. Let's get that on. We'll do that. Fuck it. I get Lil Man on tomorrow. We lock that in, Quan. We try to do it for Sam Ray. Lil Blue will be down there.
Do it for who, Ray?
Do it for Alicat Ray. Fuck it.
I don't know where Lil Blue will be at. We ain't Alicat Ray here.
Oh, Labor Day weekend.
I'm gonna talk to my partner. I don't know too much about Lil Man, but the car y'all naming that'd be good races. I don't see why the fuck it wouldn't be with Lil Blue.
Shit. Lil Man, that'd be a good race with Lil Blue. Yeah, we try that fuck.
Yeah, Lil Man all steel all glass too, huh?
Yeah, y'all steel all glass.
Yeah, all steel. Everything steel on that motherfucker.
You seen the car curious at y'all race? It's gray with a black front end on it. Got the purple stripes down the trunk.
Yeah, I probably
he's gonna holler at his partner tomorrow to see if Lil Blue can give him a little action here. We like this. I love it.
If you love it, I triple love it.
Shit.
Whoa.
If you love it, I triple love it.
Hold up, Quan. What can we lock in then if we can get it going on?
We can't lock a motherfucking thing in right now.
You just said you triple love it. Show me how bad you love it. God damn it.
Man, we got other shit going on for the worry about it for the little man right now. What little man ain't gonna be at this weekend? Can he get to what we gonna be at?
Where y'all gonna be at?
Can he leave Houston?
Yeah, he'll leave Houston.
Well, tell him lock in 105.
Well, Darlington. why I got to get him to leave Houston when the truck right here in Texas?
Why I got to lock you in right now when I just told you, God damn it, we got other shit going on. We ain't worried about locking. It's going to come time when we get on Lil Man ass.
All right, well, there you go. We'll come time. When it's time, you holler at me. Let me know, y'all. That's what you do. Yeah, I think that motherfucking truck, man, that truck ain't shit.
You right.
It
sure ain't.
Man, I know already. I ain't fooling nobody with that bullshit.
Shit, I know it ain't shit. What
are
you talking about?
I remember you said you wanted us. Y'all claim y'all want us with that.
Man, how many times we been trying to get y'all locked in with y'all shake ass and all this?
The goddamn car not running, bullshit. When the car get to running, then have that same engine you got right now.
When the car was running. Shit.
When the car was running, y'all was always begging and shit. Y'all ain't never want to get up there like me. Y'all always asking for the backside or one and one. And nah,
hey,
fuck
Greg,
that. Runs like me.
Do you have oil pressure with the Brewers now?
No, I don't, sir. I just told you that.
When will you have oil pressure with the Brewers, right?
Real soon. When you see it at the track nearest you, then you come over there and talk to it.
Yeah. No, when you get oil pressure, you ring my motherfucking number. That's what you do.
I ain't got to ring your number. See that motherfucker at the track. Just come over there and say what you want.
When you get that CD at the track, shit, when you get oil pressure, it says you want Lil Blue so fucking bad. When you get all pressure, call your man. Call your man and let me know what the fuck you
want. How y'all want it up?
Man, we didn't fucking care about y'all. Y'all was the ones drawing on us. We ain't never drawing that car. We didn't want you. It was your goddamn crazy ass every time we got on the phone drawing on us. So we going to give you something. When you get all pressure, call
like,
me. Call
give me what I can stand, nigga. That's all I ask you for. Just don't make it hurt too long if you can get it to me.
Dre, we got
all
pressure.
Now, all I'm going to tell you,
Dre,
don't get tired now.
Dre.
Y'all do, but don't get tired, Quan. Okay. Goddamn, that's when I'm going to go to pouncing and pounding, boy.
You gonna get some goddamn fish and get to beating the ground, huh?
Well, that's all I'm gonna say. Don't get tired, boy, because it's gonna be a motherfucking massacre then.
We got all pressure, Drake. We outside. You hear me?
Say, Quan, I'm glad y'all got all pressure after 5 years of putting that motherfucker up. Man, I'm glad. I'm glad to see it back out.
Y'all ain't showing behind. That motherfucking Groy's been missing in action for a minute, too. What the hell you talking about?
One thing about it, we can take a year off. Shit, y'all can't. Y'all took 5 years off, and I'm glad y'all back now.
We can take the hell we want to take when we want to take it off. What the hell?
I never said you couldn't. That's where you wrong at.
Are you not listening to what the words that are coming out of your mouth?
Hey man, I'm just saying, Quan, y'all finally back out. I'm glad to see that blue motherfucker back out.
We couldn't take a year off. We had to take 5 years off, and y'all took 1 year off. How the hell we couldn't take a year off if we took 5 years off?
I didn't say you couldn't, Quan. You did it. So what the hell?
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Hey Drake, holler at me when you get outside. You hear me?
Uh-oh.
But shit, it's raining right now. I gotta stay inside.
I bet. Animals smell when they get wet.
That's all right. Hey, when the sweat go down,
with you, Drake.
I know you. Hey, but when the swelling go down, that's when the ass kicking come around.
I said smelling, not swelling, smelling. Thank you.
Poo-poo. Oh, yeah. once I hit that goddamn good bathtub shit, nigga, I'm fresh and I'm like motherfucking ice ass. So fresh and so clean, baby. I ain't got no problem.
Oh,
what kind of shoe is this?
I'm afraid. Say, hey, Lorenzo, see if that bad hombre come up on the fuck with little man. Like you said.
I can't speak for the truck. I just said that'll be a good race.
No. What I'm going to do, I'm going to get little man them on the phone tomorrow and see if y'all want to do that. I mean, if they want to do that.
Hey, I ain't got a way to contact him. I don't have his number.
Okay.
Man, you know the reason I ain't going to be his race, man. The reason I ain't going to go out the way for that. Come on, Jay. You know better than that.
Where that goddamn X430 ass car at? Where X430 at? Where all them goddamn backheads at that Dallas O'Shea had down now? Where them motherfuckers at?
That car ain't been out for a couple of years.
Yeah, I know ever since they wrecked it. I thought they might have put it back together now.
No, it's been out since it's been wrecked.
Where that green motherfucker at that like to put green smoke all over the place? Where they hiding ass at?
What are you talking about?
That car that like to put green smoke in the air.
Nightmare. Oh, I don't know what's going on with them either.
They gonna get a restitution fee too. I'm gonna make them motherfuckers pay for all the shit they've been doing too. Sitting shit on fire down here, and you know I'm gonna make them motherfuckers get a restitution fee for that bullshit burning at the track. Hey man, them motherfuckers still got a big ass burn spot right there at 18 feet. Every time you come in, you see it where they set a goddamn shirt on fire. I'm going to get them motherfuckers what you call a nightmare massacre. I'm going to masquerade their ass. I'm going to have all them niggas wearing eyeliner and lipstick. They already, a bunch of them already pretty, so I'm going to make sure they dress up pretty. Oh, yeah, they say it's another car ready around this motherfucker Lorenzo. Now, they say Hannibal ready. Who would y'all like to pair Hannibal with in Dallas?
Hannibal Marquis should be a good race.
Oh, no, nah, hell no. Nah. Man, come on, man. Be for real.
Why not them two both call something? Why not?
Hey, I ain't saying it wouldn't be a good race. Hey, I just know which way to bet on that one.
Which way are you going to bet, which way you going to bet, Dre?
Hey, man, I ain't finna say nothing. I'm good, baby. I'm in the middle of it, so I'm just, hey, man, I might just stay out the way of all that. This motherfucker Lorenzo went straight to the top. God damn.
I mean, well, if this other guy come back out with his car, he on small tires and get it figured out, he'll be a good race for him.
Who?
The clown?
Clown car?
The clown. Yeah.
Yeah.
He on small. I mean, he get it figured out.
Yeah, that'd be a nice
man.
Yeah.
He on small tire last time he was out.
That'd be a nice. Yeah. Old school bag has a piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, he's still on them big ass tires. See how I'm on small tires.
No, I just said clown on small tires, you get it figured out. Last time he was out he was on small tires.
What he on? 315 or 275?
I think he was on a 275. Don't hold me to it, but I think that's what he was on.
Oh, if he on 275, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at how the game began. Randy got the fucking rose gold rims on here.
That's car he talking about.
Nah, that's that gold car, that Street King car on the
Randy got the rose gold car with a motor in tonight. He just wired it up this week. Got the motor in
there. I know they got the picture on that right now. That car ain't got no rose gold rims on it. Do it, King.
No, they got the silver rims on it, some chrome.
That's Street King shit.
Yeah, but it do got rose gold on the wheel. Yeah, it do. Yeah, it do.
They just wired the car up this week.
It was last week they started winding on, because I remember he pushed it back in the corner and then he pulled it back out again.
And they put the motor in it last couple of days, I believe.
Yeah, because, you know, and now Ryan can get to working on that motherfucker.
He about to sneak over to the G-Body shootout.
I think he got invited to that G-Body shootout.
I didn't see the car. Well, I don't know what the name of the car was.
It looked nice.
Yeah.
Real clean body on. Nice ass paint job. I haven't laid that paint job. I ain't laid that motherfucker on there, Jay.
That's a wrap.
Oh, that's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I seen the return of the Bumpy Johnson. I say, ooh, wait.
Bumpy Johnson.
I seen somebody had it on. What's McCollum had it on their page? They brought it out last week, I think.
What about the Malibu?
They had, Mario Kart.
Oh, hell.
I've been seeing a lot of car return. I've seen the return of Off the Chain. I say, ooh-wee.
Yeah, I saw that the other way, too. About that old bowling ball car? Where is it now?
Man, that motherfucker been gone.
Oh.
That bitch went upstate song, bro.
Oh, okay.
That bitch went upstate. That motherfucker had caught a fire the last time they raced it, so they sold it like it was on fire. I mean, burned up a little bit.
You look like somebody else down there, Dre, Mr. Jones.
I haven't talked to Mr. Jones, and I don't know when, and I don't even know when the man car going to be together. So, to be honest, I wouldn't say he's out of the mix, but I wouldn't say he's in the mix either. You know, Mr. Jones just retired off his job, so he's doing retirement shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a nice contender down that way.
What about Stacey Ross? When Stacey Ross going to come back out?
I don't know what he got going on.
When that boy Deontay Holmes coming back out? All I can say, damn motherfucker, gamble him. Y'all better get over there and get the money right then and there, because that's what I'm saying, I'll burn you for real.
See Trigger Man on that road. Must be headed to Texas.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Where are we going?
Didn't they have Keisha in that motherfucker? Keisha ain't got no, I mean, what's called got the motor out they had on Facebook?
What, Keisha?
Backstabber.
Oh, yeah, well, they bring the motor down here and let Taylor get a hold to it.
I mean, it kept backfiring through the intake like we were doing. I figured that might have been a head gasket.
That was called fear. That motherfucking car feared that white car.
It was a big one. I know that.
That was fear.
It did a couple of times a day. It did early up in the day.
I'm not saying it did.
It wasn't the first time it did. It did early up in the day.
And they was over there tinking on it and talking on that motherfucker, and then when he went up there for the big money, it did all that caboose.
Did the exact same early up in the day.
That's a ticking time bomb, huh?
Yeah. Right, hey, you already know Ryan is going to lean on them motherfuckers no matter what. If you fuck with Ryan, you just best to be ready to go take that motherfucker back to Taylor real soon. he gonna damn show lean on them hoes, man. That lean on them Ryan.
Oh, not lean on me, what?
You got lean on them Ryan.
Hey,
you got knock them off.
You're killing your brain cell, son. You're killing your brain cell.
Hey, Joe, you see the leaked pictures of Chino car?
Huh?
You see the leaked pictures of Chino car?
I ain't seen that yet.
No.
I missed him. Who got the screenshots?
So you on Facebook and saying?
Who got the screenshots of Mob Ties time? Damn, it got quiet.
Oh, man.
Not the leak time.
The head of you. Goddamn right.
Cole. Oh, what is on? Oh. Yeah.
Ah, damn, who was that with that goddamn, cut your goddamn, your text message, your keypad volume off. That motherfucker hitting hard than a bitch.
Oh, that's that motherfucker 800 shot. Boom, goddamn. Motherfucker 800 shot.
Damn, I keep forgetting shit.
Oh, and me. Well, hey, tell Troy the blue outside too. Tell Troy too, the blue outside.
Oh, man. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, the blue outside. Yeah.
Oh, man, not the blue outside.
Yeah. Bad motherfucker. Bad son of a bitch. Yeah.
That's a deal, ain't for my thing.
So, Dre, who you think around looking around Black Nasty?
You asking Dre?
Yeah.
Fucking Dre.
Dre, you gone?
Are you still on it? You look like, I don't know. I ain't got control of the show no more.
What's going on with LMR? They ain't back together yet.
I don't know. They might pop out for that 20 piece.
Yes, I heard they were.
Oh.
They pop out for that 20 piece. Yeah. They some shootout races. So.
Huh.
Might come try to get that. They might think they got an easy win. Come get that 20.
Yeah, sorry to bring it back now, so they looking for some action with it.
Ooh wee.
What do you think about the Donna and Old Red race?
Should be a good one. I know none of them going to come back strong. At least try to anyway. It should be a damn good race.
Yeah.
Got the DP.
Hmm.
Oh, now, it's looking good, folks. I want the little calls we do see on it.
Yeah. Oh, this is before we back out, still all glass now.
Yeah. All steel, all glass. Well, you at, ain't you, King?
What up, Dre?
What's up? I'm back. I'm trying to get back on. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you in.
all steel, all glass for 20.
Yeah.
And
I like getting up, but I'm scared of them turbos. I ain't gonna lie. I like getting up, but I'm scared of them turbos.
Boom! Get the fuck back.
I don't like getting the life sucked out of me.
Yeah, for real. Thank you, gone.
Yep.
That motherfucker put that wheel speed on your bitch ass so goddamn fast, it don't make no sense, boy.
You gotta know how to burn motherfuckers down. If you burn them down, they be good.
Now, a lot of them got smart now. They know not to stage first.
Yeah. Well, the how you negotiate a race like that, you tell that motherfucker he gotta go in first.
Burn them down, and because they gonna have that clock on your ass.
Yep, that's 7 second time out.
Well, what if y'all lock in grudge rules? Ain't no time.
Yeah,
ain't no damn
time. We're in
the
shootout.
We're
talking the shootout.
In the shootout, ain't no time. If you say
in the shootout, they got the 7 second burn down. Timeout, I mean.
Yep.
See, that's why I say I don't like that shootout shit. Look at that bullshit right there.
Man, I ain't really no bullshit about that. I don't want to burn a man down. I wouldn't want a man burning me down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of triggering when it comes to grudge racing, man.
Yeah, that's true. That was a lot of these turbo guys who they don't go in the light.
If you out trick a motherfucker, then shit, that's just what you did. You out trick. No, that's why that shootout shit, you know, that ain't good. That's not good racing, man. That's just motherfuckers that's scared to get up there for their own money and shit, man.
I agree on that.
That ain't racing.
That's like the turbo guys. They won't race each other, but they hear some Michael's cars.
That's more bullshit that, you know, we need to add.
They won't race each other, but
and Kareem and all of a sudden came so cool that Nick pulling the car around and driving the motherfucker and everything because he got a turbo car and Kareem got a fucking turbo car. That's the shit I'm looking at right there, man. Them motherfuckers rather become real friends than race each other.
Not that, just turbo sphere. You can put a shootout together, all turbos.
I shootout together, and I bet won't three turbos get in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is a damn shame.
Because right about now, sir, there's almost more turbo cars than Micros cars around.
Hey, Renzo, let's do this here.
They favorite excuse is our turbo cars are equal. Just like our Micros cars are equal, but you can't tell them that shit.
That's a goddamn lie. Ain't no old car. Ain't now motherfucking car equal to the next car. That's bullshit. They can forget about that lie. I tell you what, Renzo. All turbo cars in the shootout, but they got to put up $500 a piece. Yeah, do a $10,000 shootout, and every turbo car got to put up $500 and see how many of them motherfuckers come out the bush.
I can't afford to put no TN up. I ain't even lying.
No, what I'm saying, ain't none of them going to come out anyway, Lorenzo.
Oh.
You can do that and still save the ball. Because the motherfuckers ain't going to come out the bushes and run one another. It's just proof in the pudding.
I'll stop you when you're lying, Dre.
Oh, he ain't drinking in the tree? Very rarely.
Somebody with us knowing.
Go play in traffic, Joey. You'll be all right then.
I'm already in it.
Well, just put your truck in park and jump out in the middle of 45.
That's a head-on collision.
Hey,
y'all. Now, go ahead. Hey, shit.
Say, where that old boy at with that goddamn turbo truck that used to come down here and fuck everybody up? What his name was? Glass Man? Ice Man? Ice Man, that's his name.
Huh?
Where Iceman at, man?
Iceman.
Iceman's supposed to be running Flacco with Jake Race.
Bullshit. No, Iceman had a heart attack. He ain't been doing that lately. I don't even think his truck yet.
Yeah, I was about to say. I thought Iceman had got sick or something at one time. Yeah, something had happened.
Yeah. I talked to him. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, what is Hey, what about that black turbo Mustang that's from down there where Iceman them from? Gadget and them people. What his name? Chris. That's his name, Chris.
Chris.
Got the black turbo Mustang.
Nah, I think you talking about that blue and that navy blue.
Nah, it's black, ain't it? The motherfucker, I'm talking about black. What's that truck? They used to have a long time ago, they had that truck, that nightmare ran. What was that motherfucker called?